This is PFW in progress.
Oh, I love your suits. It must be a bitch getting a size 68 extra fat and a 12 dwarf.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Universal presents Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jerry Reed, and Fred.
Paul Perillo.
Wait a minute. Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
And Andy. And Andy?
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Andy Hart.
I saw it, you sumbitch! I'm gonna barbecue your ass in molasses!
Some guy named Tom.
Sheriff, do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
PFW in progress.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
All right, welcome to PFW in progress. The gang is all here. Fred, Andy, Paul, Tom, Gary in the booth. And, of course, we have our special guest who we'll talk to in a second. But I just want to remind everyone that we're here until 2 o'clock talking Patriots. We're going to do our picks at 1 o'clock because we didn't do them yesterday because Felger's here. And he just disrupted everything. So we'll get to that about 1 o'clock. Web radio.
Including my computer, Fred.
He still has it?
No, he just disrupted it.
I know.
Good news is all the listeners have your password.
Well, that's true, but it'll only be my password for like another 3 days because you have to change it every 5 days in this building.
Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at Patriots.com. Excuse me.
Why are your eyes getting so big and wide? What, are you having a heart attack?
My eyes are getting big
you
and
just
wide.
Went,
are you okay?
And then pick up like you were having a heart attack.
No,
the playoffs haven't even started
I'm
yet.
In the middle
we're
of,
worried here.
I'm in the middle of digesting the lunch that was so graciously sent to us from Doug in Blackstone.
We love Doug.
So big shout out to Doug in Blackstone.
Doug is clearly the best emailer we've ever had.
Of course, since he sends the food,
tomorrow.
We get to read his email right off the bat. So let's do that right now. He says, I hope I got the order right. No dressings were specified for the salad, so I took a guess. Tom's upset.
You got it wrong.
You got it wrong. Tom likes the no-cal
dressing. No, the low-fat oil or the low-fat. What do I get, Gary? Low-fat oil and vinegar or something. Everyone else got it right except
I've never indicated the dressing, so.
Oh, it's delicious. One thing Papa Gino does is they make a good meatball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they really do.
Unfortunately, their business is pizza.
That's all right, though, Doug. The ranch is okay.
Now, Fred, go find your feather duster and dig up one of those Patriots Uniteds. I know this is asking a lot, but if you would all sign it, I'd be grateful. If that's not your thing, I certainly understand. Have never asked for an autograph before in my life and never will again.
And we're the first?
We will certainly do that. We will do that no problem. And we'll get that
out. I've given out a few in my day. I can get
Yeah, we
one.
Know.
Doug, make That's sure that you send right Gary there, your home mailing address so we can mail it
Luckily,
out.
Luckily, there's 18 cases of Patriots United, so even if there's a lot of worms in the can, we can give every worm a Patriots United.
Now for the game. I'm sure the Jags will emphasize the ground game to keep the Brady Bunch on the sidelines. First, do you think they can? And if not, is their passing game up to the task? And P.S., Fred, if you can't do the Patriots United thing, it's not a problem, you cheap bastard. No, we certainly can do that.
They're asking you to get rid of him, aren't they?
So can the Jaguars pull this off? Question.
No.
No.
All right.
I mean, there's always, you know, the chance for an upset, but I don't think any of us really honestly believes that Jacksonville has what it takes to do that.
Yeah. Although, as Mike Felger would say, if the Patriots play the worst possible game ever, there is a chance that the Jaguars right.
That's
win.
True. I would wholeheartedly agree with that.
Right. It's more up
basically,
to the
Basically, it's
more
up
to
the Patriots. Yes.
Right.
If they play their game, they're not going to lose.
Right. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, and as promised, we
should we
do
get special music, drum roll,
have
something?
A special guest in the studio today.
Maybe we should play the national anthem.
And why don't you say hello to our listeners?
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
Man, that's going to do it for our special guest.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No,
see you guys.
Craig is up from South Carolina.
North Carolina now.
North Carolina, as a lot of people guessed. And he is here this weekend
wearing
visiting his brother Mark. Right? Mark's here in the studio as well, but he's not on because he doesn't like the Patriots.
Mark
apparently.
Is. We don't
apparently
have
he's not a Patriots, but
Craig's
here.
He's the Rev season ticket holder.
He's got his leather black Patriots championship cap on, and he's got his retro Drew Bledsoe number 11 royal blue jersey signed by Drew Bledsoe. And as soon as Paul saw it, his tears welled up. His eyes welled up with tears.
Yeah, Craig's not leaving
horrible.
The studio with that shirt.
He hugged him. And
please have an undershirt on, Craig. Please.
Sorry.
I really can't believe you're sitting here right now, Craig.
I can't either.
So, Craig, you came in around 11:30 today. You got the nickel tour We went by the locker room. Obviously, we can't go in. I'm not even allowed to go in there. But you saw some of the stadiums.
You're especially not allowed to go in there.
As they would say in one of those really insightful post-game interviews, tell us what's on your mind right now.
Well, right now I'm kind of awestruck to be part of the show today, despite Tom's objections over here. He apparently doesn't like short, fat Patriot fans, but he'll have to get over it, by God.
Why? He's a short, fat Cowboy fan.
I don't like short, fat anything.
Well, you and my brother will get along great because he's a Giants fan, so I knew you guys would be buttonheads.
Nice. Oh, so that's
Giants
why
are
going to
win.
Just don't try buttonheads with Andy.
Okay.
Hey.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. He came with his A game, right? Today. How was your trip up from North Carolina? Did you fly up? You drive up?
Flew up on the airplane. It was awesome. I almost
said
the airline name. Yeah, I kind of stopped there.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything went great. Got to see the family last night. Good dinner. Yeah.
So what are you planning on doing this weekend?
Well, I'm planning on going to the local sports bar and taking in the game and rooting for the Patriots like nobody's business and celebrating their victory.
Can I do that with Craig? Can I watch the game from the local sports bar?
Because I know you'd rather do that, right?
Yes, but he's rooting for the Patriots.
But I think, Craig, your brother might have something to tell you here.
I got you tickets, man.
Oh, my God.
So you are going to the game, Craig.
Get out.
Courtesy of your brother.
Oh, my God.
I busted my butt getting those tickets. So if you
and his wallet.
Once,
well,
is that a seven word?
No, you can say bitch.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for those folks out there who have never seen my brother, which is all of you, when he busts his butt, that's a considerable project.
He just gave you tickets.
I know. I love him.
Okay. Nope, take somebody else.
I have a free ticket if anybody wants to.
No. Time out.
Highest bidder.
Time out. Right? Love you, bro. You're the man.
Dude, find a small TV.
Yeah, that's
enjoy
genuine.
Yourself.
He's got Patriots tickets, and you love him all of a
so
sudden.
You are going to the game.
Awesome.
How's
man,
that?
I can't believe that.
You're I was afraid that somehow you found out. We wanted to announce it to you on the
No, I had no idea. That is so cool.
You're going to wear that?
Time, well, I've got all kinds of Patriots gear, dude. I mean, I've got the
you brought it all with
hoodies.
You?
Oh, yeah. Most of it. Ask him. He carried my luggage.
Like a chick.
I do, too, so there's no harm in that. Wait till you see me go to the Super Bowl. I got like 8 bags.
He's here for a week.
And
that's where he's moving in.
What a surprise. This is so cool.
Well, that's the announcement that you didn't know, Mark. He is moving in.
Yeah, buddy. Woo!
Mark is now crying.
Can you
I don't
blow
know
him
why.
Up, please?
Yeah. Literally?
Please, for me, just...
He knows he's the beneficiary, so...
Take him out.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.
The phone number is 508-543-7482, and somebody that knows that number is Dave in Stores. Dave, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Say hello to Craig.
What the heck, Craig? Wow.
Hey, what's going on, homie? How you doing?
Wow, that's quite a surprise. You guys weren't lying. Wow. But I just had a few points about the Jacksonville game. I wanted to see what you guys thought about them. First point is that I went on ESPN.com just to check what analysts were saying about the game. And one of the articles said that both number one seeds will probably lose this weekend because they're number one seeds. And I thought that I was thinking about what Paul was saying, and I was getting pissed off because I agree with him, that, come on, give us a little bit more reason just besides the fact that they're number one seeds why they're going to lose.
Wasn't the article that by if you look at history, two of the four number one seeds would lose. Wasn't that what the article said?
I think so. And I just don't agree with following, I don't follow stuff that doesn't really give me any good reason to think that just because they're number one seeds doesn't mean they're going to lose.
Right. Exactly. Give me some.
No one's ever gone into Pittsburgh and won twice in a year. Well, I don't care.
Give me some X's and O's reasons why one of the number one seeds is going to lose.
After I saw what the Red Sox did in 04, anything
is
possible.
But I think the article is still interesting because if number one seeds, if you can tell me that they don't advance as much as I think they do, that's kind of interesting. You know, why don't they? You would think that number one seeds in football, because if you're the best team going into the playoffs, I would think that normally you would go to the championship game.
Right, but then use that as a step.
I'm not saying that anyone's going
to
lose.
Next one. If one always loses, then go find me the one that's going to lose and give me the other seven reasons why they're going to be the one.
Well, obviously the Patriots haven't lost very often in the playoffs, but have they ever lost to a lower seed is my question.
No, because they haven't lost
at home. They haven't lost at home.
And they haven't lost after a bye week.
They haven't lost at home in the playoffs since 1978.
Okay, so there you go.
I wasn't even around.
And if the law of averages applied, they wouldn't have gone 16-0, so throw that out the window.
That's right.
Let me just run this down real quick.
There you go, Craig.
This is the Super Bowl representatives since they had the seeding process, which started in 1990, okay? It was this is just Super Bowl, you know, AFC, NFC. It was 1-2, 1-1, 2-4, 1-1, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 4-2, 1-2,
that there would be no match.
4-1, 4-1, 1-2, 1-2, 1-3, 1-2, and then the Pittsburgh one was the 6th.
So you're telling me it's 1-2.
So in other words, if you have that bye in the first round, generally you're getting through.
Yep. And my other point, well, I don't know what you guys think about it, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. I was just, you know, I was looking at ESPN.com again, reading Jeremy Green, and I was just trying not to get a little frustrated with his article, but he's entitled to his opinion. But this is what I think about it. He says that the Jaguars will run the ball on the Patriots, and he says that the passing attack will stay on the sideline. They won't be able to do enough. This is what I think. One, the Patriots have the best passing attack we've ever seen. I think most people have agreed on that. It's the best passing game in the modern era. And basically, if Jacksonville doesn't have enough pass rush to stop it, they're just going to chew them up. They have a history of beating cover two teams that don't get a lot of pressure. They have how many all-pro offensive linemen, okay? And I think, isn't Henderson and Grady Jackson, they haven't been practicing. Stroud is on IR.
Yep.
So if they can't get pressure, they're going to lose.
I agree.
And then...
Well, Dave, if I could play devil's advocate here for a second, I think his theory is if you limit their possessions...
Right.
Then they have to score virtually every. If you can move the ball and score on the Patriots and take up time as well, then their offense might have to press a little bit because they're going to have to score a lot, you know, every time they get the ball. I mean, I don't think this is going to happen, but I think that's what he's saying.
But who has Jacksonville done that? They don't score a lot of points.
They actually have scored more points than you think they have.
Yeah, the second half of the season, them and the Patriots.
They were the second highest scoring team in the league over the last half of the season.
By like 4 points.
You know, second only to the Patriots. I mean, this again, it's like Tom said, it's devil's advocate. I'm just pointing out some reasons. Why are you pointing to me? What did I do?
This guy's dancing.
Look at that
behind
crazy bastard.
Mark is just putting now on a.
He's even crazier than Craig.
I was just going to say, we just found out Craig's not even the craziest one in the family.
This for a football team. This guy roots for a bad soccer team.
Is this visit going to end badly?
No.
Is this,
okay, no. Everything's good.
Right. We're going to behave ourselves here?
Mike.
You know, what the F is going on out there?
But I agree with Dave, though. That article by Jeremy Green, again, he's right. Everybody's entitled to the opinion, but there's no real analysis. You're a scout. You're an NFL scout for 10 years. You're a son of a former NFL coach. Give me some reasons. Tell me why a matchup favors the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tell me that their offensive line is really perfectly built to go against the Patriots' defense to keep the Patriots' offense off the field.
Right.
Explain to me why that is, other than to just say they'll chew up the possession and they'll limit the possessions and they'll score. Because I have there's no real basis for
it's
that
not
other than
based
just
argument.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I have no problem. The scout breaks it down for me.
They played 16 games. That happened in one game. It was the third of three night games that the Patriots were emotionally tired. They weren't physically
tired.
It was the game that in any other season they would have lost, but this was a special season, and that was the Ravens game.
Right.
No other team lined up and said, "Here we come. We're just going to run the football. Stop it." No one. So I don't see why it would happen this week.
And I think accepting that theory of Jacksonville's attack and everything is presuming that it's going to be even on the coach's level. And I'm sorry, Del Rio is not Bill Belichick. So.
That's true.
And what did Jacksonville do on the ground against Pittsburgh?
Nothing. Take out the quarterback, nothing.
Right. Yeah, I think their defense is
Del Rio.
Although I do like, did you read Tom Curran's column today, MSNBC? He had lists.
NBCSports.com.
Whatever. It's the same company.
He's my guy. I wanted to show you
different websites,
but it's not really the same. It's very
that said. That's like saying Patriots
you
Football
can't get
Weekly,
to his
Pro Football
from
Weekly.
Either one. You can't get to his column from either one.
I don't think so.
Anyway, Tom Curran wrote a nice thing, you know, lists, and a lot of them were funny. And he had the coach that you would most want to be in a bar fight with.
Yeah.
And he had
with you in a bar fight,
right,
not fight him.
Fighting for you or with you. And he had Del Rio, you know, even with a beer in his hand, he'd still be throwing haymakers with the other hand.
Widowmakers.
Yeah, Widowmakers. That was pretty good.
I liked the other one.
I think we're going to take them out of their game. Because if we get an early lead and Jacksonville can't run the ball, then they're completely
no.
That's the other way I look at it.
No picks will be throwing three or four picks.
That's the way I look at it too. Is if the Patriots score the first two, get the first two scores, even if it's 10-0, the game's probably over.
Right.
Whereas if Jacksonville gets off to a good start and somehow takes a 10-0 lead, ho hum.
And you know who's the team that's most likely to get a lead? Patriots. Who's the team to most likely score on the majority of their possessions? The Patriots.
Yes. So, and the other thing, too, is the weather is supposed to be perfect.
Yeah. Right.
There's no weather whatsoever that's going to slow the Patriots' offense
amazingly
down.
It's pouring out today, and there's going to be snow and stuff Sunday night into Monday, but Saturday night,
and that
perfect.
Is interesting. I mean,
ask you something.
Literally, we're in the middle of January, and there was thunder and lightning all day.
Right.
Lightning.
It's pretty mild today, even with the rain and everything, but it was raining substantially.
Torrential.
Do you think that would have been rain hard enough, I think, to affect the passing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they always say wind is the only thing. That was rain, I think, that was hard enough that could have affected the passing.
That was a downpour. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe
and
with
lightning, they would have stopped the game.
Maybe with it being dry,
for the Patriots,
Ben,
they would have stopped
Washington
the game.
Will actually catch the ball.
Wow. Wow. You want to start taking shots?
Well, I'm sorry.
See what happens when you get in here. It's a little easier to throw those shots out when you're in here.
I love Benjamin Watson. I love the threat that he could be. The problem is that, it gets cold out there and he's got hands of stone.
Cold.
Warm.
It's warm in August and he's dropping the ball.
Dry, wet.
Well, see, I threw him a bone, right?
You tried to backtrack. You accidentally said something negative about the Patriots.
No. Craig, is this the first time for you at Gillette Stadium? Is this going to be the first game you actually attend in person?
The Patriots game, yes. I've been here for a couple of Revs games.
Oh.
Yeah. With him, this guy. But, yeah, this is going to be
tickets?
Awesome.
You know you need to come earlier to get a parking spot.
We're not
spot,
allowed
right?
to
yes,
say that.
I understand that. Thank you.
What are you going to be wearing at the game, Craig?
I think I'm going to wear my Super Bowl 38 hoodie.
Okay.
And maybe my jacket, my black leather jacket.
Yeah, I'd wear it's going to be a little cold.
Yes, Super Bowl 38 cool. is my personal favorite.
8 o'clock at night. Now, when are you leaving?
I'm leaving next Thursday
night. 5 minutes.
No, I mean today.
Oh, today?
No, I'm only kidding.
In a couple of minutes. They're kicking me to the curb. Tom, get off me.
So you're leaving next Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what are you planning on doing? Oh, you're from around here, though. But are you going to do any sightseeing while you're here, anything like that?
Well, I'm going to plan on spending a lot of time with my dad and get to know him a lot better than I do right now and making up for lost time.
A story there that we don't want to get into right
now.
So you're really bringing
you know
the show
this is
down,
not a serious show, right?
We're bringing
like to
it
joke.
Down.
Hey, I know my father. It's not all it's cracked up.
All right. Well, that's Craig Bunce and his brother Mark. We want to thank Mark for chauffeuring him here and also for getting Craig tickets to the game. That's huge.
Awesome.
If you see him at the game tomorrow, don't beat him up. Don't take any shots at him. Just allow him to enjoy the game.
Now, Craig, once you're here, I don't want you taking the
beer.
Paul Perillo method of watching the game. I want you on your feet, loud and proud.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'll be making some major noise out
at the appropriate time.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We're on offense, man. I got duct tape over my mouth. When we're on D, I'm going mental.
All right. Give the Red Sox score. Cheer.
If there's nothing in general going on, there's no need to be standing up, right?
Well, there's going to be something going on. It's the playoffs. Come on.
That's right. It's
playoffs.
The playoffs.
And you can call in next week. Let us know how the game went, how everything went.
Yeah.
I think you'll know by then.
And send lunch.
No,
I mean for you moron.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be at the game.
Still a lot of love in the room. Hell yeah.
Hell
yeah, definitely.
All right. All right, Craig, we thank you for coming, and I think the lovely Lori Baranski will
nope.
He doesn't
Kyle.
Even get that honor. He gets
it's
the lovely
it's
Craig.
The not-so-lovely Craig. Kyle, rather.
The lovely Kyle Passati will be bringing you up.
Oh, man.
You might get lost. He's kind of an idiot.
That's okay. I don't mind getting lost in here for a while.
That's true.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you. We're going to take a break right
now.
Guys. We'll come back with your emails.
When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sackatack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sackatack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Thank God.
All right, Craig was here. Craig is gone.
That's what I said thank God about the first time.
While Gary was screaming, put your mic on!
Oh, boy. Well, that was Craig.
No, that was a tough
time. No, that was nice of him to come down.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to see our fans. And
he tried to get all serious for a minute, though.
We welcome his fans.
Story and
yeah, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we wanted no.
We didn't
want to
turn this into the Lifetime channel.
Yeah,
so,
there was going to be tears coming. There was Oprah and Dr. Phil, and that was...
Yeah. Ooh. All right, but that's nice. Craig is actually, he really didn't know he was going to the game.
But we are kind of like Oprah now. She does these shows where she, like, surprises fans with stuff.
Some of my favorite things.
We're on the verge.
We got a lot of Craig emails
she have
coming
like $200 billion dollars? If we can pattern ourselves like Oprah, we'll be doing okay.
We got a lot of Craig emails coming in.
Are any of them good?
Well, Matt wants to know.
Good is sort of relative there. Good from Craig's perspective or for a good laugh?
Matt says he's from Springfield. Please describe what Craig looks like. Anybody who spends time rewinding Vince Wilfort's hit on J.P. Losman 100 times must be busted. I want the teeth, hair, everything, and I ask how his fake son Drew is doing. And last, pat him down for weapons and keep him away from Asante. We don't want a Selena part two.
This is what I'll tell you, Matt. Close your eyes and imagine what you think Craig looks like. That's what he looks
You're
like.
You're right.
You're right.
And I certainly don't.
Andy, say what you said. Say what you said off the air.
Well, I said if Craig had been in the lobby when we came to work this morning and there had been a crowd of, say, 25, 30 people, I would have walked up to Craig and said, hey, Craig, having never seen him before.
Andy, you're full of crap.
So are you.
Catherine says, why would you
and
have...
And his brother looks just like him.
Yeah, they look like twins.
Yeah.
Catherine says, why would you have someone on there that will make people turn off? People like me, see you next week.
No, I bet you're still listening.
Yeah, you're still listening, Kat. You love
us. I got $100 cash, so you're still listening right now.
He doesn't pay his bets, so don't even get into it with him.
I thought it was kind of cool, though, that he was surprised that he's going to the game.
Yeah.
Alejandro says, I can't believe you did it. You hyped a show with Craig. Was Dan Lebatard busy? And now I learn he's going to the game. Now I know the Patriots will lose. The only way you can make it up is you finally bring Chris Ferreira to the social. We can chew his butt. Host with homosexual inclinations shouldn't take this literally.
Eric.
Give me a break. To some serious stuff, Snatch is a very good movie, although it's not the Naked Gun type of humor that might appeal to Mr. Hart.
Right, right.
I don't know Tom, but I like his Bricktop swagger. What's Bricktop swagger?
Oh.
That's the character in the movie.
Oh. Alejandro likes Snatch.
You know, hey, it's, we're talking about Craig.
Snatch.
We were talking about Craig at first. What did he say about...
I don't know. Gary's giving me the all right, stop.
Matt from Quincy, check Craig, check under your seat, make sure there's not a stick of dynamite there.
Freddie.
Yeah?
We've got a new idea.
Freddie.
Got a new idea for a daily aspect of the show. Since we, you know, sometimes get a little dirty and say words that are questionable, we want to start giving out the UrbanDictionary.com word of the day. We won't give the definition, just the word, and we can drive our listeners there to look it up and laugh.
Maybe. We'll see.
Today's word is Abe Lincoln.
Fred's a little disgusted with you.
Look up Abe Lincoln on UrbanDictionary.com chuckle.
This is ridiculous because strippers is going to know what the words mean anyway and just email right in.
Strippers probably runs UrbanDictionary.com.
Who do you think came up with the definitions?
And he's got pictures of Abe Lincoln's.
Let's see. Doug and Blackstone, Craig, glad to hear you're going to the game, and it's great that you're on the show. Don't let Paul take you out drinking. He'll get you sloppy drunk and steal your Bledsoe jersey. If you decide to go, may I suggest wearing a Doug Flutie jersey?
That's right.
Then you'll be safe.
I was going to roll him.
Craig, enjoy the game, and your brother is the man. That's Doug in Blackstone, who also was nice enough
to buy
us lunch.
Would you just give him the definition of an Abe Lincoln?
If I remember what it is correctly.
Let's stop the Urban Dictionary.
Well, I just saw you
day.
Do this.
Come on.
Wait till Tuesday, strawberry shortcake.
And Josh says, you just said yesterday it would not be Craig. I tune in a few minutes late, and who do I hear? Craig. Liars. All of you.
Liars.
Yep, that's true.
All right.
Sorry.
On the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John. I'm glad you called. I have to thank you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because your strike that you guys are on, it's left me with no TV to watch, and I've actually started watching the news. And, like,
nice.
Political things. So I'm actually somewhat intelligent now. But I have to tell you.
I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't either.
No, I mean as far as, like, what's going on in the world.
You're
I don't
less
mean,
ignorant.
Yeah,
I'm still dumb.
I just don't understand. I don't mean that I'm intelligent. I mean about what's going on in
I'm
the world.
I'm enjoying the few shows that are new, like Criminal Minds you watch.
Yeah,
that was new. Friday Night Lights is new.
It's actually pronounced Phuket. When do you guys listen? You got to do something. Come on.
I'm dying.
Office hasn't been on since November. I'm dying over here.
You think you're dying.
Well, you didn't have a job to begin with.
I run a production company, so you know it's.
Give me your break it down for me. When's this going to end? Give me a month.
You know, you asked me to do that like a month ago,
and you said it was going to
be another month.
And you no, but you said it was going to be a while. You said it was going to
be.
Yeah,
no, it is going to be a while because the networks and the studios are a little bit intractable at this point.
Well, now I hear it's going to affect next year's show.
You got to be kidding me!
Because they're so behind.
So now all we're going to get is reality TV, right? Because you don't need writers
Why
for that.
Why don't they do the Ron Paul reality show?
Oh,
just
please.
Follow him around.
I would watch that nonstop. That guy is crazier than...
He's crazier than a coon.
Sorry, guy.
He's like Frank Gorshin meets that what's-his-face who ran the last time when Clinton Bush ran the...
Ross Perot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Isn't that the Can't Finish guy? Can't Finish?
It sounds to me like a lot of you guys are Republicans. But I'm just going to say Barack Obama.
Okay. I don't
mind.
Obama doesn't bother me.
I'm nothing. I'm not Republican.
Right.
I hate him all.
I can't
but
even
Obama's
believe.
Your guy.
I can't even believe that the three of us, I'll leave Fred out of it because he does at least have a little political
and money.
Interest. But the three of us, I can't believe anybody would even have any indication of to whether we're Republican
right.
or Democrat because I think we're three of the least political people.
And you know who else didn't have any indication? These stupid internet things that Fred sent me one. Eric sent me the other where you answer questions and it tells you who to vote for. Fred's, yours, I was all Republican. Eric's, I was all Democrat.
Well,
sounds like a ploy by
you
Eric.
You got matched up with B. Arthur, though, right?
No.
Doesn't Eric have some love for Ronald Reagan or something?
Yeah, he pretends he's
yeah,
a Republican.
But
I'm
do with politics.
But
that's a good point,
I'm
Tom.
Not buying it. I think
he does pretend he's a Republican.
I think he's a Democrat because Republicans don't want gay marriage. Right?
True.
Am I right?
Exactly.
So,
Eric likes men.
So this is his whole thing of
but
pretending
see, that's
that
not
he's
true.
Straight.
There's a faction of Republicans, of which I'm included, Weld Republicans.
Yes, that's what I would consider myself.
I'm for gay marriage.
No, I mean
I'm
the people running.
Rights.
Running. Right. The guys running don't
right.
aren't for it.
Well, Giuliani
Weld Republican.
How did Weld get an whole group of Republicans? What did he ever do?
What?
He was the governor.
He was,
oh,
well,
I
he
know,
was the
but
attorney general and the governor.
I can see Reagan having a group.
I'm going to steer this thing away from football from the other callers.
No, you won't.
So let me steer it back towards how the hell does Matt Light get all-pro left tackle?
because of the competition.
Everybody else got hurt.
Competition and the fact that he's on the best offense. Brady didn't get sacked a lot. They look at the numbers. Yeah, he must be doing something.
That's all it is, John. If I went through the NFL and and talked to other people around the league, I guarantee you there's players either comparable or better than Matt Light.
Right.
But they're on teams that aren't as high profiled. We probably don't even know their names.
Like Jason Peters.
They're
going
to give
guy.
It to Matt Light. You see it all the time.
Can I take a guess as to who the exciting secret guest is, or have you guys already talked about that?
You missed him.
You missed him.
Oh, did I? Okay. Was it Mercury Morris?
No.
That would have been a hell of a guest. No, it was just Craig.
It was
from
Craig
South
from
Carolina.
Probably would have overshadowed the one we had.
Oh, so you got to get Mercury Morris. Like, he'll come on, and then
that is true. He will come on.
We should get him to come on and rap.
Well, we should get a producer for the show. You know,
yeah. We should get somebody who does something other than eating salad.
Sean, you're not busy. You want to come produce us?
I would love to come there. I'm moving back east. I'll come and produce your show.
It doesn't pay very well. Of course, that's what you're doing right now doesn't either.
That's a lot more than I make now, yeah.
So you're telling me this strike going to cost me my movie/TV show?
Yes,
it gives us more time to develop it, Andy.
Okay, work on that.
Hey, Gary, that salad's not going to run away from you, you know. Jesus.
All right. Hey, guys, have a good day. I'll listen later on after my job.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, John. Table's clean by the time the next customer gets there.
I would say that the two of you
are a bad guy.
Andy, I would say you and John should put your heads together, but you'd crush his like a walnut.
Good one, Fred.
Let's see. Dave.
And Maloney got it out without stuttering.
I did. It was hard, though.
What about Mercury Morris? I thought that was a good idea.
I think it is a good idea.
And he does seem to be willing to do whatever anyone calls. And I find him entertaining. I think he raps pretty good. It's funny.
Like I said,
I just think he's crazier than
I do, too.
But
I'd rather listen to him than Bob Kuchenberg.
I say we get Mercury Morris and Earl Campbell on the same show.
Oh.
No.
Maybe Mercury Morris.
Earl Campbell one just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mercury Morris is just, I think he believes somewhat what he's saying, but I also think he's just taking advantage of this to market himself and get some interviews.
He's getting Mercury Morris' name back out there.
Right. It's for the card shows. Dave from Abingdon says, I think he's from Abingdon, says, Craig seems cool, a true fan. And
he's a true fan.
I'll tell you that. He is a true fan.
And
Brent
from
not exactly up there with Shaft or anything when it comes to cool.
Brent from Zurich says, I just got home from work to listen to you guys, and you please tell me the surprise was not Craig coming into the studio.
Okay, it wasn't Craig coming into the studio.
Yeah, that was it.
But he's gone, so you can keep listening.
Well, actually, we wanted to announce that we were going to try to get Mercury Morris on the show.
We'll let you know when we get Mercury Morris.
We already have entries now for Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
Yes! Well done,
The next
Andy.
One is Boston Pancake, and I can't...
I've never heard it.
I can't imagine what that one is.
Well, if you knew what Abe Lincoln was, I don't want any more.
Oh, come on. It's a great little...
The thing these people do to each other.
Yeah, but the thing
But the question is, does anybody really do all this stuff?
They had to if they came up with it.
Well, I could just sit there and make stuff up.
What you just told me Abe Lincoln was, I'd love to meet the person who's doing that.
Let me tell you something. You name the weird thing,
and someone's doing it.
Andy,
someone's having sex with a dog right now. You don't think they're doing what you just said?
Well, I'm sure that's happening. Where is Craig?
leave Mercury Morris out of this. All right. WebRadio@Patriots.com is the email address. WebRadio@Patriots.com. Players, no access
today.
Today's like a Saturday, so yep. I imagine they had a walk
we're here
this morning.
Except I'm not at home rolling around the floor.
But there was no access to the players, and Bill Belichick did not have a press conference today.
Nope.
It's shut down. We just walked through the service level, and it is quiet down there.
It is.
So, but any other news, guys?
Other news of the day. Not
you,
really.
You just did a 10-minute personnel podcast. You talked about something.
But that's what makes us brilliant.
It's a weekly report. Fred, talk about Jimmy Martin a little bit.
Who the hell is Jimmy Martin?
That's what we just did a roster report.
Did you talk about how we saw him at the Combine and stuff?
No, because you know the Combine was like 11 months ago, and I can't remember 11 days ago.
The only roster report that I could have added some relevant information to. No, they were coming to get my computer.
Who's that?
Why?
Because, Fred...
Are you looking at the porn again?
No. You know what the difference is between me and you three? Is that I bring my computer home and use it all the time at home, and these fans on the computer, you can read online. They're not good.
Oh,
these
the Toshiba?
Yeah. So I'm using...
I'm calling out Toshiba. They make a crappy
I'm using
computer.
Mine a lot more than you guys are because I have it on at home all the time reading blueturf.com to see what Boise State's up to, and it's just... It can't take the use.
Yeah. So what happened?
they're taking a look at it. You know what they're going to do for the fifth time? They're going to replace my computer with the same freaking computer, and then it'll last for 2 months, and I'll call them up and say, hey, the fan's going again, and it won't stop.
Well, what happened? The fan just breaks?
No, it comes
on. The computer's supposed to.
No, it doesn't
stop. But it
stop
doesn't go off.
For it won't shut off at all. It just
happened
goes
to me
on.
Yesterday.
Well, it's heat sense.
No. I had to pull the plug.
Yeah, I don't know how the computer works, Fred. I've been working here for 3 years.
Right, Fred. Can
the
we
guy said this isn't supposed to happen. I said, is this supposed to happen? He said, no, it's not supposed to happen.
Can we get upgrades?
Did you pour Coke in it?
Can we get upgrades on our laptops? Can we call that foundation that's sending the $100 laptops to Africa
you don't want
and get
that
those?
You don't
I think
want...
it'd be better than ours.
I do think we need a little bit of an upgrade. We do use
crank
it, quite
it
a bit.
Crank it and put it in the sun and it comes on.
Mine was fine until Phil could commandeer it yesterday.
Well, he was on gay porn with it.
Was he really?
Doesn't surprise me. Now, you're not allowed to do
no,
that.
No, I'll try it to get on there.
I'm not going to mention the writer, I promise, but I was when we were in Dallas... I was in the press box. I was sitting behind a certain local writer, and all of a sudden...
Very local?
...popped up on his screen like a full page of porn.
I think you've already said the name
told,
on the air.
And he was like,
"Who is it?
What's this? Oh, it must be a, you know, it must be a virus or something." And
that
know.
Guy can't stop talking long enough to even like do that quietly so he could just get it down and hope that no one saw it.
It was hysterical.
He's won his
and
awards.
It was hardcore.
He's won his yes. Yes, Tom.
No,
okay.
That wasn't the guy though. It was the guy sitting next to him that it happened to.
Oh, who was it?
Oh.
I can't tell you.
Give us a clue.
I'll
he
tell
told
you off
us
the air.
Before. I can't remember.
I think you've said
it
on
thought
the
it
air
was,
before.
No,
the
I guy thought next, it was I've won my awards.
No. He was sitting next to him when it happened. But
did he say, "Oh, I've gone to that site"?
But my point of the story is a lot of
this
these
is how you avoid that pop up. If you do this and this,
a lot of these writers are into it.
No.
Let me tell you something.
Gay porn?
You know, in
not
general.
Here because Gillette Stadium won't even allow you to go to a gambling site.
What are you just talking about? Porn?
You can't go to MySpace.
Oh, I'm a little into porn.
But I don't care if it's on ours, Paul. But when you're in the press box, those guys should be able to go wherever they want. If they have a gambling account somewhere and they want to gamble, they should be able to do it. Some
why?
Guy from San Diego.
Why?
A sports writer from San Diego?
Yeah, I know. But why should we allow them to get on gambling sites from our internet?
Who cares?
Well, because
you ever hear
the
NFL United
team
States
is
of
like
America?
An accessory
yeah, we're
to gambling
for it.
Paying for what?
The internet isn't free.
They can go anywhere else. You just can't go to porn and gambling sites.
Right.
So
we,
I don't care about
that.
But my does anyone else get what I'm saying?
I sort of get what you're saying, but I also get what Fred's saying.
If a guy from San Diego gambles on sports and he's here, he can do whatever he wants. He's not part of the NFL.
Well,
but he's
his
using
wireless
an NFL.
Card, he can do whatever he wants. But on our internet, we block it. So
I would definitely say that, in backing up Fred, that the Patriots have the right to do
right.
that. And I don't necessarily agree with all of the sites that they block,
right?
But I think they have the right to block whatever sites they want.
I don't even think they know half the sites because they do it by some formula.
Right.
So let
right.
me ask you this, Fred.
I couldn't book a hotel room at Foxwoods.
Let me ask you this.
That's the kind of stuff that
right. Every other stadium I've gone to, I can get on those sites. So the Patriots are the only ones that have to do this?
Well,
because why?
You're on the same on those other stadiums, it's not owned by the team.
This is the only stadium owned by the team?
One of the few.
Okay.
One of the few.
So like cities allow people to do that?
Well, it's just public wireless. They don't get into that because it's, you know, they don't have a business that they're running with employees.
No, but my argument for you, I agree with you, the Patriots should block it.
They have
it,
the right. I definitely agree with
my that. Argument for that would mean that the city of Indianapolis or the New Jersey Transit Authority should be blocking gambling as well because it's illegal. They should all be blocking it, and you're complicit in helping a guy
not
gamble.
Not gambling on the internet.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
I thought they made it illegal.
Now they're in court because they're obstructing business. You know? I don't know. Anyway.
So they're trampling on my rights as an American citizen. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You fight it. See how that works out.
Well, if you do the wireless card, you can go anywhere you want.
You took it away from me.
Oh, that's right.
What happened to the card?
Because he
card
had done
away?
It too many times.
No one knows where it is.
Do I have the card?
Oh, no one does.
I haven't seen the card since training.
Some guy came and took
First
it from
of all,
me.
There's two cards.
No, Fred
well,
said, you have the card. Remember
the one I had, I have not seen since training camp. When I used to bring it out to camp.
I had it.
That's the last I saw
Fred
it.
Took it from me.
We got to find that card. We're going to need it.
You
for the
took
combine,
it from me.
We need it badly.
Yeah. They need it
you
for the combine.
You sent me an email. Who has the card?
That's right. Tom's right.
I know we had one left because IT took one back, but I thought you had it, Paul.
This
no?
is the single worst minute in this show's history.
That's true. And there's a lot to, you know, up
and
there.
That, we're this saying this. We're saying this on a day that Craig was here.
Right.
So that's really saying something.
You had it. No, I had it. No, you had it.
No, but Tom's right, Fred. You sent an email out saying who has the card, and we gave it to you.
Sort no, like, I know. Yeah, because there were two, and I needed one back.
Sort of like the email that said no arguing with parking attendants this weekend.
Because we were borrowing
straight right. to the media lot.
All right, let's get to the emails.
Yeah, well, I'll be here early enough to get in.
I
want me to save you spots?
No, because then I'll get into an argument with them.
If everyone hasn't shut off for Craig, they certainly are shutting off now.
Yes,
that's true.
So, web radio.
You know what the hard part is for this, Fred? I just can't get into this game legitimately enough to give Jacksonville a shot. I can't remember really a playoff game. Well, I mean, I felt pretty confident about the Jets game last year. I can't remember too many playoff games that I didn't really feel the other team had a chance.
What you about know, when Tennessee, Jacksonville came in 2 years ago?
I didn't think they had much of a chance.
No, I didn't either.
And I think they have less of a chance today than they did 2 years ago. But
you don't need to answer, though. Yeah. People assume you didn't think the other team had
I get
chance.
More nervous about these games than you idiots do.
That's true. Fred, are you worried?
You tend to be nervous, though. You do.
Fred,
don't you admit that?
I do.
You're a
nervous
fan. A
high-ranking Gillette Stadium official thinks it could be Chargers Colts AFC title game.
No, Chargers Jaguars.
I mean Chargers Jaguars.
You have a lot of balls calling him a high ranking official.
Who
no, we can't,
we
say,
can't
it.
Say it.
He doesn't want us to know, but he really thinks both of the underdogs are going to win.
Not in the AFC.
No, but that's what he thinks.
I think the only underdogs that's going to win are the Giants this week.
I agree.
Well
said,
you're
Fred.
Wrong.
I still like Seattle.
I think it's going to be Green Bay Patriots.
Speaking of the underdog.
Ah, Eric the Leg is here. Eric, you missed Craig.
What does that mean?
Your mom goes to college.
Unless underdog is a synonym for gay.
don't throw that core out.
You pick up any
somebody
chicks on the way,
it.
Eric?
Wait, he fell right into that one.
Hey, hi-ho. I have a question for you. Yesterday, didn't you say that they practiced outside in the regular stadium in the lower bowl?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
We saw him walking in.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when we walked, Andy and I walked from the locker room, they were already out there. I remember seeing Troy Brown running right by us. But I didn't know if they moved inside or something like that. I don't know.
Why, what happened?
Well, one of the reports on the radio yesterday said that they were practicing inside. I said, no, they practiced outside.
I think what they meant was inside.
Inside Gillette Stadium. And they said he did write that, which is...
He's a fumbling, bumbling buffoon, let's be honest.
But he said that that's
Pete
what it
Shepherd.
Said.
Yeah.
And I said, no, they practiced
he
outside.
He said, good
said,
news today,
moved...
Dale Earnhardt died. I mean, you go to this guy
Florida,
for news?
And then he said
good
that, you know,
Orlando, Florida, Dale
according
Earnhardt
to the blog.
Died.
And I said, well, maybe they moved inside when the rest of the reporters weren't allowed to watch.
Can you imagine that?
He said, I missed that.
What?
He said that he saw it on the blog, on Mike Reese's blog, that they were inside. I said, well, maybe they moved inside and not all the other reporters were allowed to watch.
I saw Mike Reese this morning on Fox 25's morning news show with Gene Lavangie.
Wow.
Interesting.
A sit down.
Interesting.
Early live, 7 a.m., and he's on a live TV show.
He's a hustler. He sure
he is.
He is
a hustler.
He's a hustler.
But, forget it.
Eric, what's going on? No
doing?
No practice to
yeah,
report.
Yeah, so what are you doing here?
Well, he's got the picks.
Came to bother you guys.
Got to do picks. Where's your list?
Yeah,
how are you going to make your picks? There's no list there in front of you.
Games.
I didn't bring the notebook.
Well, how did we do last week?
Very well.
I can tell you that you and Andy went 4-0 picking winners, and 3-0-1 against the spread.
Oh. I think I'm undefeated over the last two postseasons.
Well, you finished in last and everything.
I think
that
was 2 years ago.
You do
2 years.
You definitely did go undefeated in the postseason. I think it was 2 years ago.
By the way, Tom. I try to take you under my wing politically here. Mm-hmm. This last couple of weeks, we're talking politics, we're talking debates and stuff.
Another synonym for
gay.
Nothing arrogant about
earlier
that.
Earlier on the show, what's up with that? What's up with that?
What?
What do you mean what?
I stopped
don't
listening
act stupid,
to you.
Although I know it's not an act.
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Acting like Ron Paul over here in the debate. I said I've been trying to take you under my wing and you know politically and stuff, and you're bashing me on the show earlier.
What did I say?
Said you don't remember what you said?
Something about being a
pretending
Republican.
To be a Republican.
Reaganite.
You're a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You're a Democrat.
Are you a Democrat?
No,
I'm an independent.
Because that fake test you sent us, not one person's taken it and got a Republican candidate in the top three. Nobody.
No, I got all Democrats.
So did Allison. So did I. I mean, come on.
That's the one Fred
what
sent me,
I got all.
That I sent? I took one. I didn't take. I don't know which one I took.
Fred's yours is better.
Because. But I ended up with Rudy Giuliani.
I think I did, too.
I'm a Republican. I ended up with Kucinich.
That's who I kept ending up with, Kucinich and Edwards.
Edwards?
I don't like either one of those guys.
I ended up with the same three Republicans on both of those questionnaire things.
You're consistent.
So I don't see how you guys had different
I
ones.
Just learned my new hot-button issue. I think there's a couple hot-button issues that if you go that way, you end up with
and
a Democrat.
And health care is big for me, so that slides me to Democrat.
Right. Let me make sure I understand
the reality.
I agreed with you on health care, I think. And
The ceiling for Social Security, am I to understand that if you make over $102,000 a year, you stop paying Social Security on the rest of the money? I have no idea.
Because that, to me, is a huge issue. That would fix the Social Security problem in a heartbeat. If you make $10 million, you should pay whatever percentage I'm paying on my whatever. It should be consistent across
Rich
the board.
People don't pay anything.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with this country.
Well, that's what
my Democrat or Republican.
That's what Bush did. He gave all the rich people tax breaks.
You're
and
leaning
paying
Republican
through the nose.
For the most
but
part.
To me, doesn't that seem simplistic? They have all these questions. How are we going to fix Social Security? Well, if Alex Rodriguez gets paid $28 million a year, I want him paying the same percentage as the guy making $28,000 a year. And that'll inject
right.
a lot of funds
you know
into the Social Security system.
You know what I'm kind of hoping for? That he stops watching debates.
No, this is fun. I can actually talk about
I was better when
guys.
I just said poop.
See, there's that pompous.
Yeah, but
see, he doesn't know
no,
he's doing it.
No, no, no.
I can actually
right.
finally talk to you guys
that's
about
That's the true definition of arrogance. When you don't even know you're doing
it. I'm just pointing it out.
You didn't
said
even let me finish. I was going to say I can finally talk to you guys about something that I know about. I was
okay.
going to slam myself before you guys yeah. jump in and say something.
Because football isn't the common grounds
so,
here.
You're so busy trying to get your stupid little snide comments in all the time. You don't let anybody
We're
finish.
Pretty good at it.
I
we
know
are
that.
Good at it.
And
all
we're,
right.
we're kind of funny.
Well, this is PFW in progress, not
and
PFW
I'm
in politics. So
funny.
Let's
Your mom goes to college.
Let's get to some emails, shall we? Philip in Nova Scotia says, I listened to Wednesday's show today, and I was quite angry with the way Andy treated my boy Paul. Andy is a real...
Boy.
Farging ice hole, and that is a fact that even chicken leg fathead would have to agree with.
That's a
but
Johnny,
my question,
Johnny Dangerously.
But my question is this. Is Andy Hart a fraud?
Yes.
Paul is
yes.
right when he says that Andy will never admit when he's wrong. Andy
always
will
right.
always use the idiot card to release himself from ownership of the stupid things that he said.
The idiot card.
I do play the idiot card.
It's like
on
when he said that the Patriots had no chance of beating the Jets in the season opener after saying something stupid like this. Andy just says, yeah, but I was just being an idiot.
Whoa.
I didn't
I never
really mean
said
what I
the
said.
Jets didn't have a chance.
So
I mean,
again,
the Patriots didn't have a chance against the Jets.
Is Andy Hart a fraud or do you guys accept
yes,
his
he's
idiot
a fraud.
Card?
See, you're an idiot.
I think both of those
the guy
are true.
Doesn't listen. He clearly doesn't listen because he tries to bring up all these specific facts and they're wrong.
I think he's right. Yesterday, Andy, when you weren't there, Felger said, explain to me what Andy Hart is. And I said, he's an absolute fraud. He speaks out of both ends. He's just one big 100%
both
fraud.
Ends are pretty
That's
big.
Why you got to love the love between us.
Well, I think what makes this show really good is we all actually do not like each other. And
yeah.
I think that's
it's not an act.
You can't. Yeah. No, you can't act this way.
We all right. tolerate it's, Fred because he's the boss.
Right.
Let's say what it Especially is.
Especially the venom we have towards Eric. We right. can't stand him.
We hate him.
Another thing, I think Andy really is attracted to guys that he is hostile to. So if you are Irish and a drunk, if you are a balding intellectual with a muffin butt, if you are a know-it-all Reaganite closeted homosexual that can sketch
That's
a doodle
me,
like
Winnie.
The Dickens,
the
if your name begins with Minnie and you don't
Sorry,
know
Mr.
your
Pomposity.
Head from your ice hole, or if you are a financially irresponsible nerd that is growing a vagina in place of your man bits that your wife keeps in a jar under lock and key, then you may want to avoid ever being alone with Andy Hart. Mm. Anyway, if I said anything
anyway.
Incorrect in this email, it's not my fault. I was just being an idiot. So
That's
take
true.
That, Andy Hart.
You
iron
are an
my
idiot.
Shirt.
Iron my shirt.
We should bring up the fact that Chris Ferreira's wife has now
yeah.
instructed him.
Yeah.
Instructed him to keep his mouth shut
yep.
because she is sick and tired of us talking about their personal lives on the radio.
Yeah. We know who wears the pants
now,
there.
Word is that she keeps his testicles in a jar next to the bed. I don't know if that's true or not. But, Chris, I can honestly say this. I don't have to meet your wife. I don't like her.
That's going to
I'm just afraid.
Wow.
Hitler.
Wow. There's people listening to us. You got to watch it.
No, she was. He told her what we did, like with the canister as a joke, and she got all mad about it, saying this is our personal life. Blah,
Chris
blah, blah.
Loves it. Chris loves
yeah,
to play with
does.
Us. He likes to be part of the you know the whole.
He certainly
atmosphere.
Likes to play with us,
but his wife doesn't.
Well,
and okay. she rules that roost,
and she'll never be able to stop because Chris has a big freaking mouth.
He does. He can't help himself. I can lay something out there in the office, and I can just do 1, 2, 3, and I know he's going to respond. He cannot help himself.
Okay.
That's what makes him so beautiful.
Mike and Wilbraham, first of all, I want to clear up what Wilbraham is. It does not border New Hampshire. It is in the southern part of the state, right outside of Springfield on the border of Connecticut.
We were talking about Wilbraham yesterday.
Yeah, I said, where is it? Threw that out
I'm
there.
I'm thinking of that town.
Williamstown?
Winchendon?
No.
Winchendon.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Anyway, my prediction and my prediction for the game is Pats 35, Jags 14. I think that the Pats score early and often, taking the Jaguars out of the game quickly so that they have to abandon the running game. I don't think that Garrard can get it done with subpar receivers like Reggie Williams, who scores the shortest receiving touchdowns you can possibly get. Also, what do you think of tight end Mercedes Lewis?
Eh.
Average.
Average. Yeah. Just to clear something up with Eric, I am a 14-year-old freshman in high school, and even I do not have to make up a girlfriend or any hot people that I talk to.
A 14-year-old is making fun.
Andy almost fell off his chair.
So you mean I might actually have a chance of kicking this kid's ass?
No. The kid will kill you.
Yeah, he just said he was 14. He didn't say he was smaller than you.
That's true. Most 14-year-olds are big and fat these days. That's lazy asses.
There's a statement about today's obesity problem in America.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile,
they eat more than grapes and carrots for lunch like you.
Straight talk. Meanwhile, Eric has to wear women's clothing.
That's true. You're petite. And by the way, it wasn't straight talk.
I just
it was
threw
coming
a little joke. I know. I did that on purpose. God, you're an idiot, Andy.
Get so mad.
Well, that's what he'll tell you after the fact.
We've already established that Andy's an idiot. So
that's true.
Anything, you know.
God bless you, Andy.
Matt from Oregon, I'd rather listen to an entire week of PFW in Progress hosted by a solo Eric than anything Felger is ever involved with.
Wow,
he asked you guys yesterday, what am I, in sort of a defensive tone when you were talking about the possibility of Rabel retiring. I'll tell you what you are, you cork soaker. You're a sensationalist. You push anything that you think will be controversial because you think that we're all too stupid to tell what you're doing. Seriously, guys, Felger sucks.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't think there's any question about it.
Well said.
Wow. Meanwhile, he's making more money than Ellis Hobbs.
I think the pressure of this game is getting to people. There's a lot of venom out there.
I think it's the opposite pressure.
I think it's a lack of interest in this game.
Exactly.
People's minds are wandering to other topics.
You're the only one feeling any pressure. Even Bill's not feeling any. He's wearing different clothes at press conferences.
Forgetting people's names.
Forgetting the safety's name.
Eric did.
He almost said Bob Sanders.
Eric did an interview with a psychologist for this issue of PFW. I might have to call him up. Talk me off the ledge.
I liked the there was one part. I said this to Andy.
Trainer.
He was talking about how Belichick handles the one day at a time thing, and how the psychologist said Bill is brilliant in the way he does that. And then the next sentence, that's exactly how I would do it. What an ego on that guy!
I had to find another pompous person.
Even
to
the guys
there
in quotes are pompous.
Andy Hart,
did you get your own shtick and trying to steal mine?
I'm not stealing yours. I'm making fun of it.
No one laughs.
Matt from
not even the 14-year-old
or the laugh track.
Matt from Waseca, ESPN is actually running a story about how the Patriots defense is going to cover the Jaguars wide receivers. They played a clip from Bill talking about how talented their wide receivers are. Will any of their receivers even register more than 60 yards? I could see Jones Drew catching a few checkdown passes, maybe having a long one, but this story is pathetic, and I can't believe we're supposed to take it seriously.
You think Jones Drew has a long one,
do you? Just a question here. Anytime ESPN writes a story that favors the Jags in any way, now it's pathetic.
Well, that's
what we
do.
It doesn't have any information.
Of course it is.
That's one thing I think is unfortunate. I personally don't think there's any chance that Jacksonville has in this game.
So then why are they writing these articles?
I'm just not offended by Jeremy Green's article.
Because ESPN can't just say the Patriots. They need to have a little balance themselves. You're not Patriots.com. You're ESPN.
And plus, it's like when we do a point counterpoint, we come up with a question and we say, you know, what do you think? And you find the guy who thinks the other side so that they can have a debate
exactly.
And bring up both sides.
ESPN probably has meetings, and some guy will probably say, I don't love the Jaguars
but I think they
have a chance.
Right.
And the guy, why don't you write this story?
Otherwise, you end up as EEI, and you only have one side of the argument.
But even then, why does it bother people so much?
Because Rodney makes them think it should.
Don't you think it bothers people more than it should, Fred?
Yes, but
even
you want that. We're traumatized. We've had years and years of
winning.
But you realize that's garbage, though. You know that.
No,
you do.
It's not just the Patriots. It's Red Sox. It's everything. You know, in this town, we're just defensive all the time. And now that we've got what we finally wanted, we don't want anyone saying anything bad about us. You know?
Dumb.
That's the way it is.
Fred, I got a question.
I just find it an interesting dynamic.
In the middle of your sleeve over there?
Mm-hmm.
No, on the sleeve.
He automatically wipes his ass.
Let me guess. That's another Bass Pro Shop shirt.
No question.
It's a fishing shirt.
What's the button for in the middle of the shirt?
See?
Yesterday.
So
when
your sleeves
you're casting,
your
sleeves won't get in the way of your arm.
And when you catch a fish, you just stick it in there and you button it down and it sticks right there.
Although you're supposed to wear it when you fish, not at work.
And Fred hasn't been fishing since I worked here.
See how that works?
I see how it works, yeah. I'd
started
never seen
in
it
2000.
Before.
So yesterday,
never seen him fish.
Yesterday you were a shrimp boat captain. Today you're a fisherman.
I might go fishing later.
No, you won't.
Bubba Gump.
When was the last time
in
you went
pouring
fishing?
Rain?
What's the last time I went fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. It's been a while. last June, maybe?
Tuesday.
Last June.
You were the best today?
Huh? I don't know.
Do you have waiters?
You would think you would have the vest on with all that rain out there
I
in case
waiters.
He floats away.
I don't, seriously. Yeah,
yeah. How do you keep those? How do you store those?
What do you mean, how do you store them?
Well, I had a set that Dieter's dad gave to me that he was storing in his basement, and then I went in the water, and they had more holes than a freaking sieve.
What, do you got moths or something? What kind of waiters are they? I mean, if they got holes, they're no good.
Okay, take the phone call.
How'd they get holes?
That's what I was asking you!
Well, what are they made of?
Rubber!
I don't know. Maybe you got like chipmunks.
Take the phone call.
Chipmunks
take
will
the
cut
phone
through
call,
anything,
please.
You know.
I didn't need you to tell me, the expert fisherman, if your waiters have holes in them, they're no good.
Sean and Martha's Vineyard. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
I'm doing good.
How are those wind towers going?
What's that?
How are those wind towers going?
Oh, they're not going to come up. There's no money in it for the local, I imagine.
We're going to put it in Dartmouth instead.
They are.
Yeah. I know.
Screw it.
Someday. Listen, I was wondering, you guys talking about Indianapolis today, or is that off the shelf?
No, we can
talk about Indianapolis.
What's that?
We can talk about Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. I was just been thinking about that game, and I think we handle this next game, but I think Indianapolis handles us on that date. And,
wow, I agree.
And, you know, but what I think will make the difference, if it's possible, is it's going to really just come down to the coaching, you know, if Belichick can scheme something.
Whoa, you think Dungy's a better coach than Belichick?
No, he's saying Belichick might out-scheme Dungy.
Oh.
I thought you just said they were going to handle them the next
game. I'm hoping so. I mean, I'm thinking that the Colts are a better team, the way they complete on 3rd and 17, 3rd and 12, 3rd and whatever, you know. But what I was wondering is, you know, a topic for you guys is I wanted your opinion on what's the chances of, like, something happening on the outside linebacker. Darius Thomas, I mean, what happened out there? You haven't seen him, and I'm wondering if maybe he can be moved back to the middle and someone else can do that job.
Well, I was looking at it last night, and I think I know who the Patriots are going to draft. They're going to draft Chris Long out of Virginia at number 7. I was looking at all the possibilities. He's a guy, he has everything the Patriots want in a player. His father came out and said he thinks he'll be best as a 3-4 outside linebacker. You know, Bill's
really?
Gonna get, yeah.
I thought he was a 3-4
I thought he was
end.
A 3-4
I mean, I'm sorry.
Chris
said it wrong.
Long or Jake Long?
Chris Long.
Chris Long.
But
I thought you said Jake
his
Long.
His father said that he could play outside end or linebacker in the 3-4, which gives him some versatility. I got a feeling if they pick at 7, that's their man right there.
Really? So they used that 7th pick. But what about this game coming up? I mean, what do you guys have for ideas? And then I'm going to...
Well, they don't have anybody.
I'm going to hang up. But I was wondering what you guys got for ideas of what we might do on defense to, you know, something new, something different. I imagine it's going to have to be something different.
I don't think they got to do anything different.
I don't think they have any choice.
Offense.
I don't think they have any choice to do anything but have Thomas and Vrabel on the outside and Sal and Bruschi on the inside, you know, for base. I mean, you know, sub-packages and whatever... Guys come on and off, but
bring in Larry Izzo.
Pierre Woods or Eric Alexander are certainly not going to be any upgrade over those four guys.
Yeah, I hear you. That didn't work last year.
Right.
This is it. I'm betting that Fred's going to be scared next week.
Yes, he will be.
Fred's scared this week.
I've been scared since
Sean.
Week
he's
one.
Scared this week.
Yeah,
Colts scare me.
Everett High could take Jacksonville out on a good day.
Wow.
All right, hey, you guys have a good day.
All right,
thank you, Sean.
That's Sean from Martha's Vineyard.
Gary, we got a pin in Vineyard?
It's going to be interesting. Do you think
I was going to say, yeah, it's an island off the Cape.
do you think any chance that Eric Alexander makes a second straight
AFC title game start? No.
Would you die laughing?
But that's the last thing they expect us to do.
Okay.
To do it again.
But do you think there's also a chance they might go to a 4-3?
They used the first time with the linebackers in the four? Well, the problem is
a true 4-3.
Oh, okay. No.
I think
you need athletes on the field.
I'm never going to be surprised if they do something a little bit different, but I kind of agree with Andy. I don't think that they will do
what
that.
About
they did some four-man line in that game, and I don't think it was all that effective.
But it was
in the
all
first
linebackers.
Half. I thought they played their best defense in the second half when they kind of went back to what they normally do.
Right. What about moving Rodney up as like a linebacker?
I think they'll do that.
That's a possibility.
The trouble is, as I said, the reason I'm starting to think Colts is you just don't have enough, to me, athletes on defense to match up with athletes on offense.
Now, the guy who's arguing would say they held them to 20 points in a dome.
Yes, you could.
Right.
But the guy would argue and say, Marvin Harrison, if he's back and Anthony Gonzalez is now playing well.
He didn't play that day.
You've added two weapons.
He played the first series, hurt his thumb, and then didn't play the rest of the day.
And dropped the touchdown.
Let me be that other guy arguing again.
What, are you Felger today?
No, I'm just bringing up the point. How effective will Marvin Harrison be? He's been out for most of the season now.
But if he's on the field, it's
I just
better.
Mean right. I agree with you.
He's better than Aaron Moorhead,
or whoever those guys are.
How good do you think he's going to be? How healthy do you think he'll be out there?
I don't think he's going to be Marvin Harrison, but I think he's just the threat is better than any other guy they run out there.
You at least
line in Ben. You
wait a minute. Wait,
Harrison hits him in the mouth first play of the game. He's
well, while he's hitting him in the mouth, Dallas Clark is scoring down the middle of the field.
Here's the thing, though. Fred, you at least for a quarter or so, you have to treat Marvin Harrison like he's Marvin Harrison until you think
Roy Green story, he can't hurt, and I don't let him, and then he scores a touchdown.
And I don't care what kind of shape. I agree with Tom. I don't think Marvin Harrison's going to be a huge factor because I don't think – but he is going to be a better player than Crefonso Thorpe or Aaron Moorhead was that day. He's still a better option for the Colts. I think it's going to be a great matchup. I can't wait for it. I've already talked about it on Patriots Today. I'm sure that they're not going to like that either, but – I think this is going to be the game of the year, like you said a long time ago, Fred. That's the true Super Bowl.
That's
I can't
the game
wait
where you
it.
Don't have to fake any type of hype.
Nope.
Because
can't wait
no,
for
no. They're not going to fake any. Trust me. There'll be plenty of hype.
Oh, yeah.
The fake hype will be if the high-ranking Gillette Stadium official gets his way and it's Chargers-Jags in the AFC title.
But Sean, you know, Sean was talking about the Colts for third downs. The Patriots, they're almost 50%. I mean, they're 1-2 in the league, the Patriots and Indy. But Patriots are 1. They're like 48 and change on third down. That's ridiculous. The Colts aren't much worse. But, that's going to be the key. Which team occasionally comes up with a third down stop and who scores touchdowns instead of field goals?
Yeah. And the Colts got a little something going, fighting for Tony Dungy in his last two games.
It looks like this is going to be it.
That's
what
the word is about.
That's what he was saying last year, too. So I don't think this is smoke because I think he thought about it last year.
There's a guy on Fred's site, Pro Football Talk, an unnamed league source, says he's done. This is it. He's done. He's walking away.
We're also looking at Holmgren, too.
And we know that the players love Tony Dungy. And if they, if that's a little half a percent motivation for a little extra something.
Now who takes over there?
For reasons. For wanting to
Peyton Manning.
He says that he has other things that he's interested in doing.
Plus, I think that whole thing with his son, I think he needs to take – he wanted to take some time back. That kind of came, and he never had a chance. It was in the middle of everything.
He talked about doing some ministry work down in Florida, too. I don't know if he's going to do – if that's what it is, but – who knows? Who knows what these guys are?
Football's not the end-all for him.
No, and, I don't buy into the whole Tony Dungy holier than that. I don't really think that anybody
is
like that, but I do think that, like Andy said, I don't think football's his whole life. I don't think that that's all he wants to do.
Peter in Medway, hey, Cork Soakers, first-time emailer, but been listening to the podcast for a while. Anyway, was listening to yesterday's show on my long, slow, rainy ride to work this morning, and the Asante Tommy Boy thing instantly made me think of Rabel on the Pompous Ass show a few weeks ago just before the Steelers game. It went something like this, Felger. So what do you think of Anthony Smith's guarantee of a win? Rabel, in a Tommy Boy voice. Well, I can take a crap in a box. Felger, completely clueless, almost insulted. What? Vrabel, I can take a crap in a box and label it guaranteed. Tommy Boy, it's a movie. Felger, oh.
You know what? I heard that, and Felger had no idea what he was talking about.
Priceless stuff right there. Not sure if it was worth listening to Felger for an hour or two, but close. Anyway, I live just a couple towns over and should buy you fellas lunch sometime to qualify for the free tour. I know you're stacked in that regard right now, so I'll try to remember for when there's a slow time and you're starving.
Please do.
Okay, I best actually do some work so I don't get fired or something. Keep up the good work.
What about the guarantee this week?
Guarantee? Have you guys ever seen Tommy Boy?
Sure.
Yeah. Obviously. Big Tom Callahan.
Yeah.
Guarantee's only as good as the man who writes it. I can crap in a box and market guaranteed I got spare time. That's a great line, isn't it?
Phenomenal.
He had no idea, though.
Yeah, he
had no idea.
I mean, I honestly,
it's fake line.
I never heard of the kid, and as I'm saying this, I've already forgotten his name.
Anthony Smith.
All right. He even premised it. He even prefaced it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he had to figure out where the reference came from.
Gary.
Got it in there.
Got it right off.
But we can't get Mercury Morris on the show.
Bet John Rook will have him. Imagine John Rook and Mercury Morris. That's two ends of the spectrum.
How do you get in touch with Mercury Morris?
Call him.
Well, thanks.
Well, ask Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Evidently, you just dial 411 and say Mercury Morris. Oh, I'll patch you right through.
All the Dolphins. Have them get it.
Let's see.
Not
Dave,
so sure they want you.
I did a little extra work for the show, and I still got ripped.
Sure. That's what we do.
Dave is out in Indianapolis. He said the Dolts fans out here are talking big-time smack today at work. If you ask me, they're getting way too cocky about going all the way again. They really think they're a shoo-in for a second Super Bowl title. Last time I checked, we had three.
So does Andy.
These guys are real douche canoes out here. I can't wait if, and I mean if, they win this Sunday to see them go to Foxborough. I hate living in the heart of enemy country, but what can you do? It just warmed my heart when I came back home at Thanksgiving to Springfield to see everyone wearing Patriots colors. I hate Colts blue. Not to be outdone by all these dope fans, I wear my colors every Friday just to show them what a true fan of a winning team looks like.
And don't
aren't they the Super Bowl champions?
Yep.
Yeah, but
stay
not
in
really.
Indy. It's better than Springfield.
That was just one year.
You think the Patriots are going to win?
He makes it sound like they're Arizona Cardinal fans.
You think the Patriots are going to win?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. These ridiculous fans, they think they're going to win. Last time I checked, the Colts are Super Bowl.
But how can they
chance.
Think they're going to beat us?
Right.
How dare they? Let's see. One thing we should talk about, and I'll read this email, Joe and Rosaldale, then we can talk about it. In light of Jackie McMullen's piece today where Richard Seymour discusses his injuries in past seasons being the result of the goofy insistence upon him using him in the goal line, I forward this email that I originally sent to you guys on Halloween. For a smart guy, this goal line personnel packaging that BB still uses is dumb.
Well, first of all, we need to clarify. He didn't say it. The trainer said it. His KT
right,
guy.
Right.
Seymour never said that. Stayed away from it. Now, he may very well believe it, but in the story, the quote is from the trainer.
It's from the trainer.
It's a very harsh quote. It's a very good quote that I'm surprised.
And I'm surprised
hasn't made more of an impact on the show so far.
But the thing I don't get is that Patriot fans are up in arms. It's stupid. It's stupid to have Seymour at fullback. We said it before he got hurt. And if it was such a great idea, when he came back healthy, why wasn't he a fullback again? And if Seau had gone down earlier
same
in the year,
right.
You'd be hearing the same thing. So
it's still stupid to use him.
And when Hochstein got in there a couple of times, he ended up getting hurt.
No one
but that's
year,
but that's the guy
years.
That I want
right.
used Hochstein in that
at least
situation.
Is a backup.
And no, yeah. That's not a disrespect for Hochstein. He's a backup, and you don't really have a traditional player for that role.
Yes.
That's who I want to fill in with.
Right now, Junior Seau is the same as Richard Seymour. He's a starter that you can't replace. He's not as good as Richard Seymour, but if he goes down, then it's Pierre Woods, Eric Allen. It's scrambling to fill a linebacker.
Right.
So
I just don't see the need. The risk-reward for that, in my
that's
opinion.
Exactly.
And
right.
it's any team who does it, not just the Patriots. I think it's stupid.
And Bill's argument of he's a football player or whatever.
He could get hurt
but
doing
he's not
anything.
A fullback. And as the guy pointed out, the specific issue is the running back running right into the back of him, hitting him in the knee. That's not what Richard Seymour gets paid to do. When he lines up, he's facing the guy in front of him,
right.
trying to get to a ball carrier that's behind that guy.
He's not used to taking the hits from
right.
from the opposite side.
And
he's
so,
used to going
now
firing
that
off the line.
Now that we've covered that side, you two can talk about what a fraud Richard Seymour is.
yeah,
a little bit fraudulent, I thought,
well,
Fred. How
further
do you think?
Further in that story, Andy was telling me, I haven't really read it, Andy was saying that he talked a lot about
well,
kind of not being happy.
Of woven quotes with McMullen's
commentary.
Words, but which are clearly influenced by the interview she did and, you know, some of it. But I just think Richard Seymour is a guy. There was references to the Jaguars when his grandfather died
right.
and all that.
That was the thing he wasn't happy
if he
with.
Doesn't like it here, he could have left.
And right. he had an opportunity. Matter of fact, he had two opportunities. And he never even allowed himself to get to free agency. And to me, if it was that bad, if you really didn't like it here that much,
yeah.
then you're a fraud.
But I also think
because you settled and you took a deal when they gave you the money, all of a sudden all those things that you claim that are important right. to you weren't that important. And you guys know that I have a lot of respect for Richard Seymour and I like him a lot personally, but I don't think that this particular argument here doesn't hold a lot of water to me.
And I think there are things he disagreed with, you know, particularly the you know, him being sat out that game of the Jaguars. But I think in the same article, he also says, look, I understand, though, why Bill does things the way he does.
Right.
You know,
because
but he doesn't
smart.
Really like it.
He's a good soldier and all that.
But he might weigh that. Yeah, I don't like it, but I understand why he does it. And look at what
so
I get from it.
About
I get
it.
To be on a
stop talking about it.
Then shut
well,
up.
That's
if you understand it
right.
and you don't really like it, but you understand it and you think it's in your best interests,
yeah.
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, my guess is Brady doesn't like everything that goes on right. here, but he shuts up because he accepts it. He knows that's the way it is
right.
and that's the right way
to win. You know, that's a good point Tom brings up. Last year, when the receivers were, you know, were dropping like flies and he had no one to throw to, he wasn't happy.
Right.
But with very, very few exceptions, he didn't really make a big stink.
The only time he said something was when Branch left.
One thing to Michael Silver, who is his friend, who I'm sure that he probably kind of blew that out of proportion.
Right.
Because we all think of Michael Silver. But he didn't really, he didn't go, you know, to Jackie McMullen. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't go and pour his heart out to, you know, the Herald or the Globe or say this is ridiculous, this needs to stop or anything like that. For the most part, he kept his mouth shut, and I'm sure he was not happy with it based on what they did this offseason.
Yeah, I don't see the need for, you know, I can see Jackie McMullen going after the story. She should, and
well,
it has to be right.
I was going to say.
Why would Richard do that?
He didn't do anything. I mean,
well,
the trainer
why talk
said,
about it right now?
The trainer is the one that talked about the injury.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Richard's in the story. And he's
no, I know.
That's one of those things like an agent. To me, you know, that you know, if you really don't want him to say it, you tell your agent. You tell your trainer.
But my bigger question
keep your mouth
is,
shut.
The Boston
you reach Richard
Globe.
Seymour fan hotline.
2 years in a row now, right, if I remember correctly, the Boston Globe has sort of laid a story out there right on the eve of the postseason that's very negative and very, you know, everybody wants to say the Herald is like the muckraking tabloid newspaper. Well, the Globe all year long is writing feel-goods about Matt Krancic, and then right on the eve of the postseason when they got their big special, it's like they feel the need to get all down in the mud and throw some mud and be negative.
It was Samuel last year.
Yeah, it was Samuel last year, and it's Seymour this year. I kind of have a problem with that.
That's a very good point.
If you're going to be Goody Two-Shoes newspaper, then be Goody Two-Shoes newspaper all year long.
Maybe we should stop catering to a paper that tries to sabotage the playoff runs every year.
You don't do...
What is it? Something about ink by the barrel.
You don't pick fights with people who buy ink by the barrel. That's right.
No one's.
What
no
if
one
they use
that
ink occasionally to, you know, screw you?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to pick
I've
a
often
fight with
said
them.
It. Why do we, you know?
Maybe we should be bowing to PFW.
We'll write all the field goods you want. Just give us a few.
We won't take any cheap shots.
According to one high-ranking official in this organization, it's too bad more people don't see it.
That's
true. Referring to PFW.
That's true.
Right?
Is that you?
No.
Is that the same high-ranking official who picked the Chargers and the Jags?
Oh, no.
You forget already.
That what?
It's an email to you.
It was said to you.
About a story you wrote.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. I thought Fred was talking about something recent.
Got to pull him to the water, shove his head in it.
The desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, not that high-ranking.
Dave from the Philippines.
No, fewer decisions.
Dave from the Philippines says, it's already over. The weather tomorrow is for clear skies in less than 5 mile per hour winds. Tom should have no problem passing the ball all over the field. The only thing I would try to avoid if I were making the game plan is I wouldn't do too many long bombs to Moss for quick scores. I'd rather use a passing ball control game with a lot of short and medium routes with a few runs here and there just to keep our defense off the field. I'm not worried about our defense getting too tired to stop the Jags, but I want them well rested for Indy next week.
Ooh, looking ahead, huh?
Pats 35, Jags 17. If they're lucky, I can't wait to see it.
How about going to that?
I want
them
to score as quickly
drive
as possible.
I was going to say, go.
I think
go
he's
to that
right
long,
with the like.
Drive
it's already
after
over.
Scored though.
This
after
is like a Tom Casale sub. Say goodnight.
I agree. Let's see.
28 subs. Now it's a Tom Casale salad with bacon on top.
Big Paul fan here. AJ in Montreal says he can't wait for Paul's 5 points today.
I saw them this morning. They were Reese's.
why do you keep saying that?
Why do all the media
kind of bothers you?
But it's not true.
I know.
Why do all the media outlets keep talking about the age of the Pats defense? Junior, the 38-year-old grandfather of the D, is going to be a monster tomorrow night. The adrenaline factor alone will push him along. He waited for this opportunity for 13 years. He's going to take Jones-Drew's head off. Another player
I
to watch will
Jones
be Harrison.
Drew beats him like a drum.
I guarantee they bring him up in the box. I can't wait to see him put a ass-kicking on Drew. Who do you guys see as the defensive standout? Guys, I have an autistic son, and the only thing he sits still to is the Patriots on game day. I bring him to training camp every year. Do you guys know if they have any special seating area at the Razor for kids like my son? I really want to bring him to a game next season, but it is so hard with little guys like him.
I don't think they have special seating, do they?
Well, they have the American Disability Platform
ADA
seating, but I don't know if that – I don't know exactly what he's looking for. I mean, he's looking for a quiet place.
You can't speak intelligently on this?
What?
Don't you go to a lot of meetings?
I don't know if we have an autism section.
I would think like a suite would probably be what he's looking for.
Well, it's outdoors, though. It's this at training camp.
No, he said
no,
game.
He's saying for games.
Oh, he's
talking about, is there a place that he does take him to training camp?
Yeah, but he's
wants to know
games.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you go about?
I mean, if you have it, you have to have a permit. You have to have an ADA thing, I think.
But I would think that he would have that kind of stuff in order. How does he go about using it?
Call the ticket office, and they'll work something out.
He reads something, it gets from his eyes to his mouth without going through the brain.
I just would have thought that you would have been able to give him a little bit more help than
and
that.
And I just, as far as Seau goes, I think we're making a big deal about nothing with this guy. I think last year he exceeded expectations. This year I think he's been okay. I don't think he's been terrible. No. But people talk about him like he's still 28 years old. I see him doing a lot of running around before the play, and I don't see him doing much during the play.
He's a nice little story because he's been around a long time, and he made it through the whole year healthy, and it's a good chance he's going to get his ring and all that. But I certainly am not looking for any Maurice Jones-Drew one-on-one with Junior Seau matchups or Rodney Harrison, because I think they might get embarrassed like my favorite guy from the Steelers.
The only way they'll have a chance, if they get him in the backfield, they might. You know, but
yes,
once
if
he
they
gets
get him before he gets moving,
right,
they
right.
can get him.
And after Fred takes his call, I got a theory I want to run by you guys.
The call is Dwayne in Boston. Dwayne, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing today?
We're
excellent.
Doing great.
What's up, Dwayne?
You guys haven't done your picks yet, right?
No.
What are you waiting for? Him?
You're going with the opposite theory?
No. I'm not going with the opposite theory. I just don't understand why people think that Jacksonville actually has a legitimate chance to win. And I'm just wondering, you know, why would anyone make that argument? The main thing that I think of is the fact that their defense isn't that great. I mean, I looked at their schedule. First of all, I don't really look at schedules a whole lot when I'm rating teams, but I know that never looked at Jacksonville. Their defense has never really impressed me. And I looked at their schedule, I realized how come I've never been impressed by it. They've gotten blown out, and every time the team tries to air them out, usually they succeed.
Yeah.
So, and David Garrard seems to be bad in every category that isn't calculated in quarterback rating. He gets sacked, and he also fumbles the ball from time to time. So, I don't know. I feel like maybe they're trying to make Jacksonville into a better team to win.
Oh, they are absolutely right.
Because they've been looking for more teams that are good, and they found a team that got a little hot, and they said, well, you know what, we can make them sound good.
But I should say that there are, I mean, gambling-wise, 62% of the money's on Jacksonville right now, which I was shocked to see.
And that's with, what,
13.5?
13.5.
Yeah. So, a lot of people are going to have a bad weekend.
Yeah, that's what I think, but that tells you that there are other people, even the gamblers think this game will be relatively close.
But if
close.
The Patriots win by 10, let's say they're up by 17 at the end, they get a touchdown.
Right.
You know, that's
a pretty easy win.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
yeah,
but that's what the gamblers. I don't think a lot of those gamblers are thinking that, like Dwayne's saying. I don't think a lot of those gamblers think that Jackson's going to win the game.
That's right.
They think it's going to be close.
They're taking the two touchdowns.
Patriots haven't covered in forever, right?
But you don't take the 13.5, just hoping that a team gets a bad. I mean, that's a pretty good number.
You know,
62%. I was surprised to see that because I'm thinking, well, the spread isn't the 25 points you're used to laying with the Patriots. You get them here like you got Pittsburgh at 12.5. That's good value for the Patriots, I would think. But.
Well, I picked 35-17. One touchdown the other way, and I lost the cover.
Right.
You know?
I have a pretty simple idea as to why they believe that. I think that a lot of people, when they see the Baltimore game, they think about the fact that the Patriots couldn't stop Baltimore from running the ball. They focus so much on that. However, they don't focus on the fact that Baltimore was able to pressure Tom Brady. And if Jacksonville can't do that, this is game over, no matter how much they run the ball.
And that's part of the, you know, everybody talks about Henderson and Stroud and the big Jacksonville front.
They're not pass rushing.
Right,
no,
they're not a great pass rushing. It's more of run stuffers in the middle with Henderson, Stroud, and some of Grady Jackson, the big guys.
That's why we've been saying all week it's just not a good matchup.
Spicer is their pass rusher, and he had, 7.5 sacks? I mean,
their
don't
sacks
have a,
are split, like, all over the place. Like, a linebacker has, like, they're all over. And the thing is, a lot of their sacks came in a few games against bad teams. It's not like they've been putting up sacks every week.
Jacksonville looks good against a lot of teams, but that old Batman movie with Jack Nicholson, and he turns into the Joker, and he says, wait till they get a load of me. That's Tom Brady. Wait till they get a load of me.
Where did you come up with that?
Because they haven't played Tom Brady.
They played Peyton Manning. They lost twice.
You're blowing up
Fred, I hope.
Okay. Because Dwayne's even laughing at Fred. You can't be blowing up Dwayne.
All right.
All right, one more thing before I go. the one match,
I got
the one matchup that I don't want to see, the one matchup that actually scares me is the Colts. It's the Colts D line against the Pats O line.
If
Nick Kayser isn't in there and we got O'Callaghan against Mathis,
that's big trouble.
Frightened. I'm just frightened.
No, the Patriots have to be on. I mean,
that would be a big concern.
Now you want to talk about doing something different on offense? That's the game, because they got to get it out of Brady's hands fast in that game.
Well, I'll tell you what. To be honest with you, I think that as long as the offensive line can hold up, I think they'll be fine. The problem will be, however, if they're not healthy, if Stephen Nill's not back,
right.
if Nick Kayser can't play, I think if they're healthy, I think that that's pretty good. But if they're not healthy, then there's cause for concern, because unless the Colts say, well, we're going to put Mathis on Dwight Freeney's side so that he go up against Matt Light. If they try to do that, then maybe they'll neutralize themselves, because maybe Matt Light will have a better shot. But I think that they should just, you know, put their best strength against the Patriots' biggest weakness, which would be that right side of the offensive line.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a nice day.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks, from Dwayne. Boston. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think they would have to double. I mean, I don't think they could. Yeah, they're probably going to have to do that even,
the other side,
even if Kazier plays. I think they'll probably have to have Watson over there or Kyle Brady. Over there quite often, because you don't want to let Mathis kind of disrupt the game.
And
especially
I don't think
when you don't have.
They're not going to move him to the other side.
Especially when you don't have Freeney on the other side. If you have Freeney and you have bookends, then it really doesn't help you to double one of them that much, because you're just kind of, picking your poison. But I don't think they have anybody that can replicate what Mathis or Freeney does as a backup.
Let me ask you guys about my theory. I kind of came up with it on the fly, answering a Felger question.
Oh,
I want to see what you think. He was asking, where the linebackers are going to come next year. We're assuming you take Bruschi and Seau. He said you'd have to pry the football out of Seau's dead hand, and I said, well, Bill's going to pry it because I don't think he can play.
Get a crowbar.
But he said, well, where are the linebackers going to come from? We just started talking, and he goes, but they don't draft them. They haven't. And he said, why? And I just started thinking, do you think Bill's thinking, because of the rule changes now, that it's middle inside linebacker isn't that big of a deal? He'd rather have some older guys who he can trust, who are smart, who aren't going to screw up a lot. Because even if you have a great defense, does it even matter in today's NFL? You can't touch anybody. John Clayton keeps saying the holding penalties are down by like 40% this year. So I'm just wondering if Bill's looking at the rules of the NFL. He's looking at the AstroTurf he's got here, thinking offense is the way to go, because my defense will always keep you to about 24 points.
Well, even before that, I mean, they brought in a guy like Brian Cox, who's an older linebacker. I mean, maybe that's just.
But
the
we were trying to think what they're going to do next year. I mean, just suppose Vrabel were to retire. That's catastrophic. What are they going to do? They don't have anybody.
Why does everyone think Vrabel's
going to
retire?
No, I don't.
We don't think he's going to. We're just saying that he's a guy in his mid-30s who you never know when the last year's going to be.
I'm actually
told Bruschi's not going anywhere. Someone told me that yesterday, that he has no intentions whatsoever of retiring. I don't know if that's true or not.
Bill thinks about
that. I was going to say, was that person Bill? Because if not, he's in trouble.
Okay, let me go another direction.
I'm just saying.
Colvin. Colvin's not back. Okay, let's take Colvin out of the mix. Then you're still... three down,
right?
You have Thomas, you have Vrabel.
No, there's no doubt they have to do something there. I mean,
these things. But what are you going to? You going to draft a guy at 7 and he's just going to come in and start?
No, they're going to have to bring in free agents.
I think there'll be a free agent that comes in, and the guy I always bring up, and I don't have any idea if he's a free agent or not, but a guy like James Farrier,
right?
You know, who has experience in Bill's system from the Jets, has experience playing in different 3-4s. He's not going to kill you. He'll come in and probably be able to be a serviceable guy. But I think, like Tom says, I think he's more comfortable with those guys that he thinks won't screw up, rather than trying to get a new guy in and not have any idea if he's going to be in the right spot when he needs him to be. And, you know, I think you're right, Tom. I think there is a de-emphasis a little bit on, you know, you don't really have to stop the run as much as you did in the old days. You don't need these big 250 Ted Johnson type run stuffers
anymore.
Oh, he's definitely not looking for those.
And he talked about that at the press conference earlier in the year.
But I think you're right. I think it's just, I can throw some veteran out there, and even if he's as bad as Monty Beisel was, I now score 40 points a game. So it's not, my offense is that much better where I can give up. It's not ideal, obviously. He'd rather have.
But that's a position where you can kind of mask a little bit, isn't it?
Right.
Like, you don't have to have a superstar at inside linebacker.
Now you get into the whole wonder why the hell they paid a guy $35 million to put him in there. I think it's a waste.
He can't play on the outside either.
Well, if you knew he couldn't play on the outside, you shouldn't have handed him $35 million.
Josh from Arlington says, how long has Fred been waiting to use that wait until they get a load of me line? My guess is at least 3 days.
Probably.
No, I just thought of it.
You know what happened? He saw the movie over the weekend, and he's been holding it.
I do want to see Spider-Man 3, though.
You haven't worn that Batman shirt in a while.
I don't know where it is. I think
my wife threw it out.
Good call by her.
Good job.
No. Tell her to take a look at the shirt you got out today. See if she can do something with that.
That might be the last time we see that one.
Look at it. It's got zippers down the front.
That's the problem. For?
What's that for? Your nipple to come out?
What's going on?
First, you wear a life preserver to work. Now this.
You don't want to have.
You're not fishing.
Put stuff in here.
We've already gotten to the point where you don't fish.
You're an executive of something. You're at work.
Mini Gary's like struggling to see the shirt around the corner.
It's bad. It's a bad shirt.
You can come in.
You're the executive of new something. And you're wearing a fishing shirt
now,
to
what's
work.
What's the tiny zipper on the other pocket for?
Which one?
That one.
It's got nine zippers.
That little zipper down there.
Oh, so you can put stuff in here.
What's that small that you need to put in there?
Oh, you got a lot of little small things. When you can have a nail clipper to clip the line.
Can't you put it in one of your nine other pockets that you have?
No, but you know, it's...
You put the bait in there?
No,
these things really are.
You look like a walking backpack.
I didn't know it was just a fly fishing shirt.
My wife embroidered my initials on it, too. My initials on it. So, you like that?
What's the UC for in the middle?
What is UC?
Ulysses Charles.
Let's see. Robin Arlington says Eric is a Republican. There is a faction of Republicans that play for the other team. They are called Log Cabin Republicans. Ever hear of that?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Oh. I never did.
You get newsletters from them?
There's even a picture of Eric and his boyfriend on their website.
So those are Republicans that are gay?
Yes.
I thought it was like Abraham Lincoln Republicans.
Jeez, now we...
No, because
Abe Lincoln's back.
He was born in a log cabin, right? No?
Yes, he was.
Now, are these Republicans that are known to be, or?
Yes, they're out.
Oh, okay.
So you're not one of those, because you're not out.
Oh.
God bless.
John in L.A., if you're looking for a good local sponsor for the website or to underwrite whatever video show Fred would otherwise be way too cheap and lazy to put together himself, consider looking into Boston Volvo. My godfather, Ray Sokolo, owns several dealerships in the area and does a lot of work for the Patriots, players, and execs. Ditto for the Red Sox. I mentioned advertising for Patriots Today to him, but it may have gotten lost amidst my when do I get all that memorabilia you promised diatribe. Paul's in the market, right?
Wait, what kind of dealerships does he have?
Volvo.
Just Volvo?
Boston Volvo.
Yeah.
You don't want a Volvo?
No.
They're good cars.
Wasn't he looking for advertising?
You think everything's
advertising?
A good car.
There are a lot of good cars
out there.
Now
we're buying cars from him?
Well, I need a car if I can get a deal.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be helping us out at first. Now we're buying cars from him.
That's
worked
true.
Out good for that guy. Jesus.
I think you would be surprised at the number of us who would love to see a show like this, even if it's just setting up cameras for PFW in Progress, Mike and the Mad Dog style, or as Eric might have it, Mike in the Mad Doggy style. So now that's just not right.
We have the cameras here already. They just need to be used. Don't these things cover the whole room, Gary? See, we could do
it. Now I got to put on makeup and everything.
No, you don't.
Just look like
Tom.
This.
Josh thinks that Andy's an idiot because he doesn't understand Social Security.
You could have stopped that Andy's an idiot. Period.
Why don't I understand Social Security?
He says you don't pay once you cross the threshold, but Andy is an idiot. What you get from Social Security later in life is based on what you contribute prior to retirement. That is why they cap it. They are not going to give A-Rod $1 million a year once he reaches the age where
I think
it kicks
that's stupid.
In.
You're running out of money in the system, then you need more money in the system. Stop the cap. Stupid.
Do you not understand that theory that he just presented?
No, I do.
There?
I think it's stupid.
But you'd be running out of money either way.
But you wouldn't, because you'd have all A-Rod's money in the system
what
for the next 50 years that would be invested in making money.
What Andy's
interest.
Saying is even if there's a cap, you pay a percentage, and you're paying out more than you'll ever get back. But that's
right.
just
but
a,
it's not just
that's the penalty for
right.
being rich.
But it's not just 30-year-old guys that aren't getting that amount of money. It's
no,
guys that are on the threshold now.
But they need
of
more money
eligible.
In the system. So if you had more,
but
money
you'd be losing
in,
more money out of the system if you were letting
I
those guys. Get, okay.
I think you'd
down
have
the
more
road.
Money going in the
yes.
system
down the road. But nobody even
right.
now.
But
like the 65-year-old guys now that make $1 million that aren't contributing to it and aren't going to get that much.
Right, but there's
so either way,
a transition
I think
period.
It's kind of the same.
But if
it's,
from day one you paid
one,
a percentage of everything you put in, there'd be more money in the system.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
This is a very good point.
I'll be dead. I don't care.
Scott in Washington, regarding Chris or Long, won't the Raiders be heavily tempted to take him for the tradition in addition to his skills? I know the Raiders need help in a lot of places, but Al Davis would be sorely tempted, I would think, to go with Long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he could obviously be off the board. I was just saying if he was there, he's going to be a top 5 to 10 pick. But it's all going to have to go to the combine and all that stuff. So it's hard to put the board up now and know where who's going to go where.
Hey, Mini Gary just emailed Mercury Morris's website to try to get him on the show.
Mini Gary's standing
oh,
right there.
Oh, you did?
No, he just emailed me, though.
See, now there's somebody
there's
who,
some initiative. That's good
yeah,
to see.
Does something.
Yeah.
He called media relations,
that's
too.
That's two things Gary hasn't done.
How about the fact that I called Mini Gary?
How upset he gets.
What'd you call him?
I know. Gary gets so mad. If this, Gary, we're just joking around. It's not, like your pregame production, which we really think sucks.
that's true. But we appreciate appreciate the fact that you make our food the top priority. That's the way it should stay.
This is true.
Let Mini Gary worry about things like Mercury Morris.
Interviews
for the
and
record,
stuff.
I had thought Mercury Morris would add nothing to this show. But
oh, I think he's good.
Have you ever heard him?
His rap is phenomenal.
And you don't think that adds anything?
I think every email we've gotten saying, let's not talk to this guy anymore. We're sick of him. We don't want to hear from him ever again.
Yeah, but they didn't want Craig either, and we gave him Craig.
And half of them tuned off.
No, they didn't. They say they are, but they didn't. It's like me saying I was going to cancel the NFL Network. I still got it. Haven't watched it since that Cowboys game, but I still got it.
Same with me.
Matt from Quincy also thinks that Richard Seymour's our interview with Jackie McMullen was a big FU to BB, as well as a way to explain away a couple of mediocre seasons. The cherry on top was Seymour's trainer giving his personal opinion on Seymour lining up at fullback. Do you think Big Say might be starting the process of shooting his way out of town?
No.
He had that chance. I don't think so.
I thought a long time ago he was shooting his way out of town, but he didn't go out.
He keeps playing like this. They'll shoot him out themselves.
Right. Back from that Jacksonville regular season game that he was talking about with his grandfather, I thought that was the beginning of the end.
Is it just me?
I thought it was over for him.
Or are there way too many personal trainers making news in pro sports these days?
Yeah, well, that's how
I've never understood the fact that I work for this multi-billion-dollar league with all these medical people, and I
go
off
guys have personal
and hire some guy who's like Andy Hart and passed a $500 course to train me.
Because I could do it at home, and I don't have to be here.
Well, and I'm not saying that I would do this or I wouldn't or if they're right or wrong, but I think there is an element among professional athletes that is a little bit skeptical of the treatment that they get from teams. I think
their agents probably encourage them to get your own guy.
And again, it's not widespread. It's not everyone, but I think there is an element of skepticism that they treat for the team and not for the individual.
Well, I'm not talking about treatment. I'm talking about training.
Training.
I'm talking about guys who passed a $500 course.
But I don't that's some of the stuff that they're talking about.
Athletes' performance, these high-tech that are actually facilities designed for this. I'm talking about guys that are just former this and former that who decided they're a trainer.
Well, no, and I'm not.
Tom Casale could be
training. And I'm not arguing
Chad
about
Jackson.
What's the guy's name?
Maybe I am.
Kate.
Yeah, see how slow he is?
Are you arguing KT? Is that the guy you said?
Sure.
Kate. No, is that the guy's name?
Sure.
All right. Well,
he has a name. I just don't remember. Keith Trailer, we'll call him.
But I'm not saying that guy's credentials should have him in line to be a trainer for anybody.
I don't really know.
I have no idea. But my point is, I know that caused some friction between the team and Seymour this past offseason, because as he was rehabbing from this injury, he wanted to do it with his guy because he felt he wasn't getting the proper care. He didn't think the care was in his best interest. And I know that was part of the reason there was
a
divide
theory.
There. No, but I think a lot of people, I preface the whole thing by saying I don't know who's right or wrong.
No, but I
don't know enough about it.
Well,
but I think that's
logic?
Kind of a sweeping generality.
Richard Seymour is a piece of cattle. Right. They want him to be the best meat possible so they can put him on the field.
But that
for
is,
them.
But that's
not
true.
For him. Not in his best interest. They want to get him back out there as quickly as they can. They want him out there at the offseason training. The OTAs during the offseason.
Missing time.
But that's what they think, is that they just want him for the short term, not the long term. And he's worried about, I might be able to get myself back out there, but what happens 5 years from now when I can't walk?
And a lot of
you're not going to be able to walk anyway.
Guy.
You're an NFL player.
For example, Ty Law has his own
agent. That's easy for you and me to say.
Ty Law has his own trainer. Unfortunately, his name is Colonel Sanders. So it's,
Look at you just rolling them out one after another. Sooner or later, want to be funny.
You know what I can't wait for? Two months from now, when Bill Belichick is wooing Ty Law, and we'll see how different he talks about Ty Law. Oh, and like we always say, there's a savvy veteran who can still get
it
done.
But if he's here, he'll lose weight.
Do you think
he'll be the same guy, but y'all think he lost weight.
You don't think Ty Law has a weight problem?
I think he was.
Bill Parcells said it even back then. He has a tendency to gain weight.
I think he does have a tendency to gain weight. However, I think he was one of the best conditioned athletes I ever saw in that locker room.
Because they made him here. As soon as he went to Kansas City, he blew up like a balloon. You see him out there?
He was never fatter than he was in New York his first year, and he picked off 10 passes.
Well, you know.
I don't know what that means. What kind of argument is
that? Is that the kind of argument that I get in trouble on when I do that? Is that why you make fun of me?
And Fred just goes, right.
Strippers says, Dr. Z's all-pro team, his tackles were Jason Peters of the Bills and Flozell Adams of the Cowboys. Is Matt Light better than those two?
Let me say this. Talking to Tom Curran yesterday, he said he talked to Bill. And he wrote about some of this, so I don't feel like I'm talking out of school here. But the two guys he mentioned, Bill mentioned, were Flozell Adams and Jason Peters for tackles. And he was talking about his own guys, too. He was including his own guys. And Jason Peters, evidently that whole testimonial that he gives to Jason Peters every time we play Buffalo is legit.
Yeah, I mean, Flozell Adams is a good player, but, I mean, you'll even hear the announcers say, Aikman says it all the time, have we ever done a game where Flozell Adams doesn't have five false start penalties? I count that into his play because a lot of times,
it does count. Although Matt Light has led the league,
I'm not saying Matt Light's better than him. I'm just saying that I think Adams is one of the overrated Cowboys, not into the Roy Williams school, but
nobody is.
But he's one of those guys that now he goes to the Pro Bowl. He's in every year now. It doesn't matter what kind of season he has, he's in.
My guess is the fact that some of these tackles have busted in the draft, there's not enough good tackles anymore. The changing of the guard never happened.
I think you made the point yesterday.
All the other guys that were really good for a while are old,
right.
And it should be and Robert Gallery
take a couple
should
of years.
Be the left tackle.
It's going to take a couple of years.
Shaw Ferguson should be the left tackle, and you know what? They suck.
It's going to take a couple of years before you get what you were talking about yesterday.
Joe Thomas, maybe some of these other guys. Not Jake Long, because he's a run blocker.
Somebody recently was talking about Ferguson, saying that he has gotten off to a slow start, but he has the tools to be a pretty good left tackle, and he's getting better. But it hasn't been good so far. The guy admitted that. You know,
he was supposed to be can't miss. So.
You know, but Gallery has never had 1 ounce of success.
He's never gotten left of center,
right?
Which is a problem.
I mean, obviously, I don't watch the Jets every week, but when they play the Patriots, I don't know if I've seen a worse offensive lineman in my 3 years here than DeBricka Shaw Ferguson.
And if you talk,
he's
to
got
some
no
of their
chance
people.
To block anybody on this
that
team.
That guy, Dan
Leberfeld.
Yeah, he Ooh, boy, does he rip him.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, like, you watch practice, and he just gets beat like a drum in practice. So,
and he seems like a guy, from what we saw and heard about coming out, that he works hard.
Right.
Now, those are the ones that really make me nervous. If he's working hard and he stinks, then you got a problem, because how much better can he get? If he's lazy, that's another thing.
Well, it's one of those old things. The guy works so hard, maybe he peaked in college, whereas the guy who was slacking off in college and doing Ty Warren was slacking off a little bit. He gets a bad rep, and all of a sudden he's a Pro Bowl defensive lineman.
Yeah, another one in your supposed new guard, you know, with Gallery, Mike Williams.
Yeah.
It's like out of the league.
Yep.
He was so bad. You know, he was the fourth overall pick.
Right.
So, you know, and I know, like Tom and I will tell you, I know that the safe pick is the offensive lineman.
The hell
hasn't
it is.
Hasn't
for
been
those
lately.
Top 10.
Joe Thomas was
you can
good
bust.
One.
You can bust at any position. Quarterback, running back, offensive line, defensive, it doesn't matter.
Kick returner.
They're busts.
Gary from Syracuse. I thought that the Giants could have thrown to Burris all night if they wanted to against Hobbs. It reminded me a couple of adults playing keep away with a 5-year-old. So if the Jags do have tall receivers, don't you think they might have some success if they use that height to their advantage?
Oh, those guys aren't in Plaxico
right,
versus that, league.
I mean, and I would say that Garrard may not be as good as Eli
no,
Manning.
Not as a thrower, like
right.
a pure thrower.
He's not. You're
but
right.
the difference between Plaxico and their receivers is Plaxico's good.
Speed.
I think he's a little bit of a
going up, getting the ball.
Yeah, I don't think he's the best guy in the world, but he's a pretty good player.
He earned the name Plexiglass, but other than that, he's gifted.
He did something this
Although
year.
Although Plexiglass doesn't break, so he would just be glass.
This year, I think he did something to kind of shed that image by playing every game without being able to practice and
I think
walk.
He's like, nice, I don't have to practice.
Yeah, you know, some guys are like that, too. Like, I can milk this one all year and not have to practice. But I think watching some of the games that he played, he shouldn't have been playing some of those games.
Right.
And he still was pretty productive all year. He had a dip there in production in the middle, but there was some times you'd watch that Dallas game that we watched, the one in the Meadowlands, Tom. He was making some outcuts that he barely, he was like almost falling over as he was trying to make his break.
And the thing I would say is if Hobbs is going to have trouble with these receivers, then you can't trust him in any game because you look at this from top to bottom, and it's not a very strong receiving core. So.
You're saying that. That's because you were probably picked last when you were growing up. That's the most offensive quote I've ever heard.
All right.
That was worse than comparing himself to Jesus. Never. That was worse than comparing himself to Jesus.
Eric, that was a little pompous there, no? Huh?
Speaking of offensive, let's take a break right now. We come back, we'll do our picks.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's pee-pee time.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Yeah, let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, back here in CFW in progress. We've got about 20 more minutes left in the show, and it's Friday. We got to do our picks. We didn't get to them yesterday because Felger was here.
Douche. And Fred, I should tell you something. I was watching a Hannity and Combs last night.
Wow, you're really
what
into
the hell is wrong
stuff.
With you?
Well, this is well, there's nothing else on TV. He has to watch.
Right, exactly. And
the old Tom would be rewatching college games to watch what the left corner was doing on third down.
I like but the new Tom.
They I have got plenty of stuff to watch on TV.
They have a bet. Who's going to win the presidency, a Democrat or a Republican, and they bet a dinner at Ruth Chris.
Nice.
So I thought that was
you're
funny.
In good company.
But
that's
Fred,
not good for you. National people are betting
well,
the
Fred
same thing you're betting?
I took a shot last week with a couple of teams. It didn't happen. So, Fred, you won.
Ruth
Take
and Chris.
Your wife out.
Just before we get to the picks, Paul, Matt says Paul is wrong. Paul, you cannot bust in any position. Try doing the upside-down wiggle while doing a handstand. I prefer froggy style or missionary with a toe in my mouth.
What in the hell is that?
That? I figured you'd get that. You like that type of humor.
Is he talking about busting a...
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think he was talking about?
I didn't really know. I
took me
draft.
A while, too.
All right. Last week, Andy and
God
Fred...
God forbid, I was thinking about the draft.
Andy and Fred went 4-0 last week.
Woo!
Perfect picking, in the postseason, as always.
Picking the winners in 3-0-1.
All favorites, I guess.
3-0-1 by the spread. Yes, you are correct, Tom. Eric went 3-1, he says.
Well.
And Tom and Paul went 2-2. And with the spread, Eric and Paul went 2-1-1, and Tom went 1-2-1.
And we should mention that we went 2-2 because Mike Tomlin can't coach.
Right.
I just want to throw that in.
Right. We both picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh did exactly what we said they were going to do, and Mike Tomlin can't coach.
Okay. We should also mention that's that fair. It's raining out and we have no TV. Gary fixed the one channel that's now gone to white fuzz. Got rid of the seeking satellite signal. The hell are you doing, Gary?
All right. I didn't.
Call him Mercury Morris.
I didn't bring the numbers, Tom,
well,
so we're going to have to go with yours.
Okay.
Seattle at Green Bay.
He started with the one I didn't really know. I believe it was eight at one point.
And it was eight the last
time. Strippers, yeah. Email us. Give us the spreads for this weekend.
That's eight.
I will update them when I get upstairs to the
I believe that's
Herald
eight,
number.
And Dallas was 7.5.
That's the last I heard.
I'm going to take the Packers to win, but I'm going to take the Seahawks to keep it close. I'll take the points.
All right, yeah, I'll do the same. I'm going to take the Packers to win, although it worries me because I think that they could run away with this. But I like the way the Seahawks' defensive line matches up with them because they throw a lot. So, well, we'll see what happens. I'll take the points.
The Seahawks are going to get the ball, and they're going to score.
Thanks, Matt.
The problem is they're not going to score nearly as many points as Green Bay. I'll take the Packers and the points.
Okay.
You're going to take the points, or are you going to give the points?
Give the points, I'm sorry.
Jesus all right, I'm going to take the upset. I like Seattle in this game. I have to be consistent with the way I've thought about Green Bay, I guess, all year. I just don't think they're that good. I don't know how they've done it, but I'm wrong, and I'll go down with the ship. I'll take Seattle to pull off the upset.
I'm going to go with Green Bay winning but not covering. I really think this is going to be a Green Bay Patriots Super Bowl. So.
Okay.
Although I was impressed with Seattle's defense last week.
San Diego at Indy was 8.5, I think.
Yeah, it's up to 9.
Nine?
Yeah.
9. We'll go with 9 for our purposes. Andy Hart, San Diego at Indy.
Indy blows them the bleep out. You know, I know everybody says San Diego matches up well, but I think they lose that matchup advantage with the coaching changes this year. And I think they've been getting by on pure talent, and I think that comes to an end here. The Colts are getting healthy. The Colts are getting dangerous, and they're driven to send Tony Dungy out on top, blow him the bleep out.
Yeah, I don't know about they match up well with them. Maybe in years past, but they're not necessarily the power running team they have been. They had trouble last week, and I think their offensive line struggles with some quick defenses. I think the Colts' defense is going to be all over the place, all over Phillip Rivers, a lot of mistakes from him, and I think the defense is the story of this game as they win big.
Stripper says you want his spreads?
Where's he getting them?
His or the real ones?
Well, Lord only knows what kind of spread Stripper is.
I'm sure he's getting them from somewhere. He's got Green Bay giving 8 points.
That's what we have.
Okay, and then the Indy giving 9.
That's
what you have.
In other words, he has my spreads.
Dallas giving 7.5.
Which we had.
And the Pats giving 11.5.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's 13.5, yeah. But we'll check it upstairs when we I don't think it's
going
to matter.
That line
anyway.
Is going down, though, because people are betting Jacksonville, so depending on where you go, it might have gone down.
Well, it opened at 11.5, right? And then I thought it went up to 13.5. Maybe it's back down now. Tom's big big spenders
are
burying
the
Jags.
Has the internet become smaller?
The latency of the internet, has it become smaller?
There is no latency. Fred is totally 100% wrong. Because if some guy called in one day, and we could hear ourselves talking almost instantaneously in his phone.
It's different. It varies. I mean, it has gotten better because less people are on dial-up. But also, you know, people have faster connections to their home now. So it's gotten better.
Okay.
You know.
So there isn't any
It used to be 2 to 3 minutes.
Not anymore.
Well, some places it is. It depends on where you are.
Yeah, up in my office.
It all comes down to that last
mile. I go up there now, and I'll still be talking.
It all comes down to that last mile.
What?
You know, you can have the fastest, you know, network in the world, but if between, you know, the telephone pole in your house or wherever the node is in your house is bad, then it's going to be slow.
I didn't know that.
So you have Indy both ways, right, Tom?
Yeah.
I've been really torn about this game all week because
you've been torn, all right.
You've been conflicted for much of your life.
You said you were going to take San Diego, big mouth.
And I think I am going to take San Diego in the upset. I don't feel comfortable picking 1-2 in these to win in all these AFC championship games.
It happens a
lot.
I know
this is not this game, but I mean, to get 1-2 to go to the AFC championship game, I don't think that that happens.
Paul just read.
Happens.
It happens all the time.
Almost all the time.
Almost all the time?
I'll take the Colts.
I'm not going to. I still have a weird feeling about San Diego in this game, and I'm going to take them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take
Indy. I hope you're right.
And Tom touched on something that, you know, people talk about the matchup being a good one for San Diego, and I think that the reason that that has been a good one for San Diego in the past has nothing to do with their defense. It has to do with the Colts haven't been able to stop the run for a while, and LT has been able to dictate the way the game is played. I don't think that's the case anymore when you play Indy. I think they get up early in this game, and they roll.
Yeah.
They absolutely roll to an easy win.
I think, you know, we all talk about the Patriots having an easy win. I actually think the Colts are going to have an easier win than the Patriots.
Well, less physical,
especially
probably.
If Gates can't play.
Yeah, and I don't think he can, right? Is that what we're hearing? Or?
Well,
it looks
game
like
time.
He's out.
Well, I'm judging off the reports out of the San Diego Union-Tribune, which tells me that he may miss the game.
Well, by the way, Josh says that Harrison is done. He doesn't think he's going to ever play again.
Who?
Whatever Josh
Marvin
knows.
Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah,
who's Josh?
That's what I've been feeling.
Josh, one of our emails.
That's good news for the Patriots, then.
Yeah, it's very good news.
All right.
All right, the next game
you didn't
is...
You even ask me what I thought.
You just said Indy.
Yeah, okay. That's what I think. But yeah, you didn't ask me. I like to
You did. You said Indy, and I wrote it down.
Shouldn't just assume.
Giants at Dallas. Cowboys in Cabo by 7.5.
I'll take the Giants in the upset. Doesn't have anything to do with Jessica Simpson or Cabo. I don't like the way the Giants played down the stretch.
Now,
I don't like Wade Phillips.
Is it true that they're not letting her see the game, or is that her choice? I heard that she's not allowed to go watch the game.
What's Giselle doing? Is she watching
the
game?
She'll
be
watching
the
game.
Why isn't it on ESPN?
I don't know.
Because she has more money than Brady.
She doesn't have a CD.
Sell CDs. Is that what it is?
She doesn't have a CD coming out, right.
That's what it is. So,
she's not as hot.
Who cares where she is? Hopefully she'll die,
and
I won't have to hear about
her
Giselle's again.
Around, and Tony Romo does when the
does
other girl.
Brady have his own suite here? Do we know that?
No.
No?
You sure?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
But I bet he doesn't.
Gary would know. Does Brady have his own suite?
I choose not to answer.
He chooses not to answer. That way, I take that as a yes.
I do, too. That's a yes.
He doesn't know. Gary
I choose
doesn't.
Not to run.
All right. What do you got? So you're picking the
Danny's
Giants
picking
with
the
upset.
Giants.
Okay.
I'm going to take Dallas big.
Really?
Yep, because I've seen the Giants. They can't stop their passing game. I think Dallas comes back. Next week I'm worried about them because I think Seattle or Green Bay could take them out. But this week, big over the Giants.
That's a good point, Tom. I'm going to agree with you. I like Dallas big in this game, too. I don't like the I'm not sold on the smoke and mirrors that the Giants have been getting by on for the last month.
I like the Giants, but I don't like them in this game. I think the Giants have played well down the stretch, and I don't think to, you know. I think that they had that one bad game where they kind of stumbled, and I forget now even who it was against. But there was a game, maybe the second to last week, third to last game before the Buffalo game, where they, Washington. It was the home game against Washington on the Sunday night. They played really badly. But then they had a nice win in Buffalo. They played the Patriots tough, and they played a great road game last week in the playoffs. I just think it ends here. I think the Dallas is a better team. The matchups favor them. But I'm going to take that half point and say that the Giants find a way to cover. I got Dallas to win, and I'll take the 7.5.
I'm going Giants all the way here. I think this is I consider this a major upset, but I just don't like what's going on with the Cowboys right now. And I think the Wade Phillips factor really comes into play in this game. And I think he just doesn't get them ready for this game. And Giants going to hit him in the mouth. They're not going to know what happened. And it's going to be all downhill from there. Giants, you know, there might be a little bit of a comeback at the end for the Cowboys. But I think the Giants lead throughout this game.
The question is, how long does it take Tom to threaten Wade Phillips after they lose?
Oh, he's going to go down there.
Why? He's a bad coach. You can't blame him.
If he ruins this for you?
They're not going to lose.
No, he's going to be looking
what?
For the bus at the combine
season.
To kill Jerry Jones.
I wouldn't be stunned if they lost.
Cowboys-Patriots Super Bowl, Tom.
If you have a good coach, I have faith in you in the playoffs. That's how I work. If the Cowboys had a good coach, I would have no problems. But
and
when
now
you have
Jerry
a bad
Jones
coach,
is saying there's no way he's leaving. He's staying.
We'll see. They haven't won a playoff game in 10 years. How about you win one of those? Then we'll see what happens.
All right.
What, they won last week? You didn't know?
Oh, yeah. He was there at the post-game press conference.
All right. That brings us to the home folks.
Now, Mike,
we'll go with 11.5, and we'll update it next week. later when I go upstairs and I check the
sure.
The
11, that's a big the difference. I'm going to change if it's 13 and a half.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
If it's 11 and a half, I'm taking Patriots both ways.
Okay, and if it's 13 and a half, you're taking Jacksonville with the number?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good enough.
It's 13 and a half. I'll take the Patriots both ways.
I'll check it up. I'll check it upstairs. If it's 13 and a half, Fred's got Jacksonville.
I'll take the Patriots both ways. I think they roll.
We've talked about
all the bad matchups we talked about. I think they come out and they just explode and put up a lot of points.
And I don't necessarily, we've said this many times, but I don't necessarily think Jacksonville's a bad team. No. I don't think they're a fraud. They played six playoff teams just like the Patriots did.
Right.
They didn't play the same six because, you know, Tennessee was in there twice. But I just don't think they match up well against the Patriots. And I think the things they do well are kind of irrelevant.
In today's NFL, they're a good team. But today's NFL is not that good.
Right.
And that's the thing.
There's only two teams.
Right.
There's only two teams.
But I think that Jacksonville may be better than San Diego. They played and Jacksonville beat them. And they kind of beat them soundly. I think San Diego would have a better chance of coming to Foxborough and beating the Patriots than Jacksonville does.
Yeah.
Just matchup kind of thing.
Okay.
Do I need to rethink my Jack Del Rio is not a very good coach thing?
I don't. I saw the guy waste his last time out on a ridiculous challenge.
The only reason
I ask
is I don't think they have great talent. I think they have some good talent, but they win in this league.
That gets to Fred's point.
Just a bad league.
And
they don't have to. There are five or six good teams.
Yeah, I think Andy made a good point last week that Jacksonville's a bully team. Of course, the game played out exactly the opposite, is what he said.
Well, I told you.
They got up and then let the Steelers back in. But I
lost respect for them last week even more.
But I don't think they react well when they get hit in the mouth early. They don't like that. The Colts do it to them. They get up early on them. And I think the same thing's going to happen. I think it's going to be 10-0, 14-0 Patriots as soon as you look up, and Jacksonville's never going to catch up, and that's going to be all Patriots.
And the hit-in-the-mouth thing, we've been hearing all the players getting asked about Jacksonville being physical, and they're going to fire back. Remember, it's almost like in the Panthers
Carroll,
Super Bowl,
where
they were more every time they made a play, they
flexed
to show how strong they are. I think it's going to be like that. You're going to hear Rodney Harrison. You're going to hear Matt Light with these subtle, that physical front. And, you know, we're lucky we were able to match that.
The thing in the Carolina was their defensive guys were saying, we're going to hit those small receivers from the Patriots.
Right.
And David Givens was like, come on, bring it on.
I think you're going to see a ton of that this week. They've been beating that into these guys that everybody thinks you're a finesse football team and Jacksonville's more physical.
Yep.
That's funny because in that Super Bowl, none of the receivers got touched.
They
were wide open.
Are you a little worried about Junior Seau being a little too hyped up for this game and like overrunning plays maybe a little bit?
What would be different than any other week?
He built a career. You set him up there. I don't like some of the quotes I've been seeing out of Jacksonville's locker room as this week has gone on. Maurice Jones-Drew being very sarcastic in his praise of the Patriots. Vince Manuai saying that they're beatable. They're the most beatable team we're going to play, something to that effect. Paul Spicer making
They're the most beatable team we're going to play.
Well, he said they're beatable, and he's like, there's no reason we can't beat them, and he said something to that effect. And Paul Spicer making some other things.
It's a little different than what you said the first time.
The first quote was way better.
He said they're beatable. He said they're beatable, and then he went on to say
of course they're beatable.
They're taking the Felger approach.
But the most beatable team that we're going to face is a big difference between beatable. That's two totally different quotes.
I was paraphrasing.
I know, but one man's a lot different than the other.
It does mean it's different. Yeah.
How could an NFL team go into a game and say they're unbeatable?
Every team is beatable, but there is a team that is most beatable. And if you're saying it's the Patriots, that's a slap in the face.
I don't even think Rodney could draw. I really don't think Rodney could draw motivation from they're beatable.
Right.
I'm sure the Patriots think Jacksonville's beatable too.
They said we were beatable, but we're not.
My point was their quotes were way overconfident. I think they're buying into the hype that they're hearing from a lot of these Jeremy Green types who are saying it's a done deal, Jacksonville's going to beat them. And I think the Patriots are going to show that if you come into New England overconfident, they're going to do to you what Hillary Clinton did to Barack Obama earlier this week.
So how long are we
Patriots
going here?
By 21.
Wow. Okay.
So racism's coming into play here?
No, but we now know who Eric's voting for.
Not
Hillary.
Neither of those two.
You're a Hillary.
Good God, no.
Okay. He is a Hillary.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition. Fred, who do you like?
He told you yesterday,
McCain.
If it's 11 and a half, the Patriots. If it's 13 and a half, Jacksonville. I can't wait to go upstairs and see if it's 13 and a half.
All right, and if the Patriots lose, I will vote for Barack Obama.
Don't do that.
Okay. If the Patriots lose, we're not on until next Wednesday because the off season's here.
No, we're going to have a show Tuesday, win or lose. So we'll see you next Tuesday.